Blog Talk Radio.
Grandmother, and you've heard me tell my story how she prayed me through. When I got saved, when I got delivered from drugs and alcohol, my grandmother, she told me, she said, there's a song I want you to learn, and when you come back to my church, I want you to sing it.
If it had not been for the Lord on my side,
praise the Lord. The song said, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me, where would I be? You know, have we even ever took time and thought about that? Where would we be if it was not for God? Where would we be if Jesus hadn't died and loved us so much? Where would we be if he didn't love us so much, even in our sin, in our stupidity, in our ignorance, not acknowledging him? Where would we be? That's something to think about. That's something to think about, because we go through life and we think we're going through life on our own, but we will not make it. We cannot make it without Jesus. So where would we be if we didn't have God on our side? First, I give honor to God, to his Son, Jesus Christ, to each and everyone here, name thy name. I'm indeed glad to be here. I thank and I praise God for life, health, and strength. I thank and I praise God because he is so merciful. He is everything that we need. I thank and I praise God for waking me up this morning, keeping me in a safe and sound mind, blessing me to start another day. God is so good. And it's nothing that I have done, but because of his grace and his mercy and because of his love for us. Glory be to God. because of his love for us, that we make it another day. And I thank God for that. And truly, I thank God for Brother Dog. I do give honor to you, Brother Dog, for being who you are, paying for us to do this, not taking a dime from us, but making a way each and every week, something like 3 or 4 days a week. And you're doing God's will. And I know God is satisfied with your work. And I know you're doing this by faith, because I hear how people do you because you're doing these spiritual shows. But God's word has got to go out regardless to, and the fact that you're hanging on and you're hanging on in there and doing the show, it shows your faith in the word of God. It shows your faith in God. And I just thank God for that. And, you know, sometimes we got to give people their flowers while they're living. And, Brother Dog, we all try to give you your flowers while you're living. Because when you're dead, you can't smell the beauty. You can't see the beauty. And we let you know how much we appreciate you and what you do for us. And I just thank God for that. And I'm asking you to pray my strength in the Lord. So at this time, I'm going to ask Brother Tim, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes,
will
I
you open
am.
Us up with a prayer? Thank you. Will you open
okay.
us up with a prayer?
Yes,
thank you.
No problem. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you saying thank you for being our God and allowing us to be your people. We thank you so much, Lord, that you were so mindful of us that you allow your son to come down, save us, down through 42 generations. He came down to save wretched people like us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're so grateful that he paid the sin debt in full, and that when we confess him, he washes us white as snow. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you continue to bless this show, bless our
Amen.
Speaker. Lord God, anoint this that
Thank
someone
you,
may be helped, that we can reach down
yes,
with
yes.
a hand of love and pull them up. And
yes.
Lord, we just say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless you. Let your angels be encamped all
thank
around
you,
us. And Father God, one more thing we just want to say. Thank you for letting Brother Dog see the fruit of his labor, that he sees that the shows are trying to help someone. And we just say, and the Bible says, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. So we're so
yes.
grateful, Lord God,
yes.
that you allow us to have this time to praise and to magnify your name, to digest your word, and we just say thank you. How much more could we express our love to you, Lord, but to thank you and to show others that you love us and we love you. We thank you and just bless this show today, that someone may be saved, their hearts and their lives will be changed, those who are bereaved, that you will comfort them and lift them up, Lord. Let them know that you still love them and you're in the miracle-working business, Lord. We thank you in Jesus' name.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Back to you, Sister Mary. Back to you.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank God for that prayer. Such a beautiful prayer, Brother Tim. We thank you so much for that, and we thank God for, and we know God hear our prayers, and we thank God for that.
Yes.
So we're going to go ahead today, praise God. Been kind of a rush week for me, a busy,
Can you, can I ask that I can just ask God in my own way in front of people, because I want to let them know that that's what God wants to allow us to do, and to trust and lean on him. And I just want to say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just want to thank you. And I ask that, Lord, as we travel to see my daughter getting married, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you would continue to be in their relationship, and that it would be you and they would put you first, Lord God. Give us traveling mercy.
Yeah.
Continue to watch over us, and that
yeah.
our homes be just where they are when we left. And we just ask that, Lord God, we just have a hallelujah good time in your name, and we just say thank you, thank you, thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Brother Tim. I did not forget. I was going to do that on the closing, But you know what? You felt the need to do it. So God has already blessed you. Already blessed you. And we thank God for you being with us. And we do want you to have safe travels. So at this time, we're going to start simply by opening the floor. Because this show is to help us in our grieving. It's to help us in our disappointment. It's to help us in our need. If we have a personal problem, if we have a testimony, just want to tell what God has done for us. This show is for that too. And if you just want to open up and say, Lord, I thank you, it's even for that. So I'm going to take a minute and just give the floor over to whosoever wants to open their mouth and speak. The floor is open now.
See, can you hear me? Am I open?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Amen. Amen. I know they should get tired of hearing my little scratchy voice, but when you say that the floor is open for anyone to give praises to the Lord, it'd be hard not to say something. When you look back
That's
over
true.
Your life and you see where God has brought you from, you realize just how good, how merciful, how kind he has been to you. It's almost impossible for you not to tell God thank you. Knowing that he didn't have to do it, knowing that you wasn't worthy of it. You know, we say it as a cliche. They say it's a cliche, but it's a true fact. We wasn't fitting to live and wasn't worthy to die. You're out in the sinful world doing everything you were big enough to do. But yet the Lord saw fit.
Yeah.
And
Amen.
You won't tell him thank you. I'm going to tell God thank you every opportunity I get. And if he don't give me opportunity,
That's
soon
right.
I'm going to bow God my way in and take an opportunity just to tell my Father thank you. I heard my brother whisper a word of prayer and asking the Lord to give him traveling grace as they fly down and to give his daughter away. You know, the word says, man that finds a wife finds a good thing. In the name of Jesus. And we're just going to pray. We're going to pray him there, and we're going to pray him back home safely. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen. Amen.
Why you
Thank you, Brother D, for that
house,
testimony. I was fixing to call you, Sister Emily. I was you was coming up next. Go ahead, please.
He hit the nail. So merciful.
Pardon me?
I said he hit the nail on the hammer, or whatever the saying is about God's mercy.
That nail on the head.
Yeah,
nail on the head.
Yeah. I just want to thank God, give him his praise and thanks.
Amen. Amen. Okay, thank you for that, Sister Emily. I thought you had a testimony. Thank God for those words. You know, God appreciates it.
She's going in and out. Is she here?
Oh, that's what it is. You're going in and out, Sister Emily?
Yeah, she's going in and out.
I don't know if you're moving
I have a lot of background noise.
I don't really hear the background noise, but you was going in and out.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
No, that was it. I just wanted to give God thanks, you know. The stuff that I've been going through now is just so much easier than it used to be. Just by talking to God. It gets easier every day. I know I tell y'all it's not an overnight process. So.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great day.
It's a blessing and everything, just to remember. Just to remember.
Amen.
Amen. We thank you, Sister Emily. But I'm having problem hearing you for some reason. I hear you in spots. It's like you're breaking up. And maybe it's the area you're in. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Sis Emily? Oh,
okay. Yeah, I can hear you.
Maybe it's the area you're in, because normally I hear you clearly all the time, but today, for some reason,
my voice is a little weak. I've been sick to my stomach the last 5 days, so I'm a little weak today. That's why I don't really have a testimony today. My voice is a little raspy.
God bless you.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. We will remember you in our closing prayers, Sister Emily. Okay, we also have Brother or Sister Fan. The floor is open, Brother or Sister Fan.
Okay, I just want to start off and let Dee know that we don't get tired of hearing this tragic voice. He think we get tired of hearing it, but you preaching it, giving the word. We'd be glad to hear from
Amen.
You, Brother.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise
God.
Praise
God.
We thank God.
Praise God.
That's right. Thank God for all you prayer warriors. And, you know, that's a blessing. I heard them last night, what they said and everything. And I think that's a blessing to have y'all to have time and take out of y'all time to come in and talk. And I know I don't talk like I should some of the time, but sometimes you be going through stuff and it moves you when you hear everybody on the phone. And I think I tell myself that's enough. But, you know, sometimes you should come alive and hit the button and say what's on your mind. I've had a lot of stuff going on and everything, and I want everybody to pray. So I have a sister that has cancer, and she's been doing a little treatment, and I think she's coming around real good. She had her last treatment.
Praise God.
So she still got her strength and still moving strong. And I told her, you know, God been good.
Well, you know, Brother Finn, God has given man more knowledge than they used to have in regards to cancer.
That's right.
And he's blessed that God has blessed them that we still can, you can live even though you had it. Now, once they say I'm in remission, it's supposed to be gone. So rather being in remission, I'd rather say it's gone. Glory be to God. Because there is nothing God can't do. So you continue to be encouraged for your sister. Have faith for her that it is done. And I thank God for you, Brother Fan. I was very careful this time. I didn't want to say Sister Fan.
It's all in one package. Yeah. That's what I tell her.
Yeah,
I tell everybody when they tell us that, I tell it's all in one package. She's somewhere listening. Even if she can't be on, she can still hear the show. Sometimes she's doing another show, and she has her hands full, and so, but she'll come in when she can and stuff. But I just let y'all know we appreciate everything y'all do, and it's a struggle sometimes, but, you know, and y'all pull us on through.
Amen.
You know, that makes us feel good to hear that. You know, it's good. I don't care what position you might be in. When somebody tell you, I appreciate your worth, and it's not that you uppity got yourself so lifted up or anything. It's just that the fact somebody say, I appreciate your worth, and it makes you feel good, and it makes you feel like the work you're doing is being effective.
True.
And I thank God for that, Brother Van. You just continue to be encouraged. Put that faith in God and continue to be encouraged. Sometimes we have to have faith for somebody else so they can catch on and get that faith.
That
God works
true.
By our faith.
Yes, Lord.
We just thank God for that. And always glad to have you.
All right, glad to be here.
Thank you.
Glad to be here. Okay.
Y'all
have a blessed night and continue to show.
All right. And you have a blessed evening as well.
Love you
guys. Love y'all.
Okay.
Sister Mary, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. I had to lock my nephew in the house. Sorry. Okay, so I just want to add on to what you just said. So, like, today at work, one of my coworkers, he got some really bad news today. You know, he got broke up with while he was at work. He was just so distraught and upset. And I was sitting there telling him, like, look, like, I know you feel heartbroken right now. Like, I know it just seems unbearable. I was like, but sometimes things happen for a reason and everything's going to end up being okay. And he's like, I know. He's like, and you're literally a living testimony of that. And he's not even religious. So, like, just for him to say that, you know, even when I'm not feeling my best, nobody else really sees that. They always see the positive side. I'm always trying to build them up and speak life into them, you know, and for people to see me as that now, like, it's just, it's such a blessing.
Amen. And that was a blessing for him to tell you that made you feel good. And so you are encouragement for him.
Amen.
So you stay in prayer, keep your head up, and continue to walk in God's way.
I will.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Yes.
Well, if we always had it easy, we wouldn't have nothing to praise God for.
Exactly.
Amen.
You know what, too? That's why you hear me say sometimes we should praise him in our trouble. Praise him in our trials and tribulations.
That's right. You have to praise him in your trouble.
Easy.
You have to.
Amen. If it was so easy, every man would do it. And we wouldn't even think about
it.
He would never cross our mind.
Amen. And that's a blessing. And just the fact that Sister Emily is so encouraging, and she doesn't feel well a lot of times, but she still got her faith in God. You can't beat that. Can't beat that. So the floor is still open for anyone else that wants to testify or want to talk just for whatsoever.
I know you see, I say I got my hand up, Sister Mary. I know you see, I say I have my hand up, Sister Mary. You didn't call on me.
I'm so sorry, Brother Dog. The floor is definitely open for our Brother Dog. Go ahead,
well,
Brother Dog. Sorry.
Well, thank you for knowing me, but it's no problem. Brother Fan came in there and said exactly what I was going to say, that I appreciate y'all, and then you came right back with my answer that it's good to be appreciated, and I thank y'all for appreciating me, but like I said, my work is, I got the easy part. All I got to do is present the show. That's the easy part. But I didn't want to talk long, but we got a hand up, a 585-8803. I'm gone. Thank y'all, Brother Fan, and you answered my mind, Sister Mary. 585-8803. Your hand is up. Come on.
5803.
Hey,
your hand's up. Go ahead.
Hey. I'm driving and I'm in my son's car and I can't get a seatbelt to work right.
Oh, bless your heart.
Who am I talking to? This is Emily's mom, Jennifer.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
Okay,
sorry.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that I really enjoyed listening to the show last week, and me and Emily's kind of talked about it since then, and it encourages me too. And some people know, because I've talked on some other shows that she's had me come on and stuff and talk to people, and I miss doing those and talking to those people, because you encourage one another. It's, you know, iron sharpens iron, you know. You have to be around like-minded people. And me and her were talking about, like, you're in different places with your walk. You know, some are still eating baby food. Some are in the meat potatoes, you know. And wherever we are, we're in different places. So it's always to encourage others, you know. And they may not understand what you're talking about then, because they've never, they're not where you are. You may be further along in your walk with God. And we were talking about when she got baptized the second time, And I was telling her how when me and her dad, when we were married, how when we got baptized together in the church, and I said, but, you know, I don't know because at the time he worked for a dealership and his boss, his brother was a pastor of a church. So, you know, of course, they're trying to get all these people to come to church and everything, and that's what we should do, but for the right reason. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Right.
We have people come, and then, you know, of course, everybody's going to be watching his boss because, you know, he's encouraging everybody to come to church, and, you know, and people get so confused because when you say you're a Christian, it does not say that we're perfect. You know, we're going to make mistakes.
That's
you know,
right.
I hate it when somebody says, oh, you're a Christian. Yeah, I am, but I'm also human, and I make mistakes because nowhere in that definition of Christian does it say we will not make mistakes. And, but, you know, to do back to what I was saying is, you know, when we both got baptized, you know, I don't know if, you know, because he grew up a Jehovah Witness. So, and then I was learning, I grew up in a church, Southern Baptist Church. I was always in church as a little girl. I read my Bible, I knew Bible verses, I knew Bible songs, I knew all of that. But it wasn't until I started going through some real stuff in life that I learned what them scriptures really meant. And I have journals after journals and books after books. And I can tell you when I read each and every one of them or look at them, I can tell you where I was living, what I was going through and why I have those books. And, you know, it's just baby steps, you know, 'cause I started out listening to different speakers and I listened to T.D. Jakes and I still listen to him. And you just, you know, you just have to keep encouraging other people. And I backslide, you know, I don't have a church right now. And I backslide and I try to do better and I try to be an example to my kids in prayer. And the more that you make a statement of faith that, okay, I'm done, I'm giving it all to God, I'm going to start praying and doing all of this, you're going to have the devil's fiery arrows come after you because he wants to discourage you from doing this. Like, oh, no, you know. Because I've made up my mind I was going to go find another church and I'm going to do all these things. And I'm going to tell you, the past few days I've had more anxiety than I care to deal with. Today I got a flat tire. My husband had to go to work an hour and a half away. I had to go borrow my son's car so I could take my kids to practices. And luckily he wasn't at college today. But, you know, you just keep moving and you just keep saying, oh, you know, it could have been worse. I could have been on the interstate. My tire could have blew out. It could have happened a lot worse than what it did today. But there's a reason why things happen, and you just have to keep encouraging one another and praying and praying no matter what you're going through, no matter where you are in life, just to keep hanging on. You know, it's like the story of the lady touching God's hem. You know, she wanted to be healed. She had that much faith that she could just touch the hem, that she would be healed, and it was her faith that healed her. And that's all we have to have.
That's right. That's exactly
it. A mustard seed of faith. Amen.
Praise God. But you stay encouraged and do find your church. See, when Satan sees that you're trying to do the best you can do, that you're trying to get to Jesus, when he sees that, then he's going to do all he can to cause you to have problems, downfall, mistrust, lack of faith. That's his job. He don't want to see you go to heaven. But see, you got to want to see you go to heaven. You got to let Satan know that it's nothing that you can do that will stop me from serving God. So you just pray and continue to look for your church, because sometimes it takes a little longer because God has not put his seal on that church yet.
Right.
So, but get you a Bible reading, faith believing church that believes in God, believe in his son, Jesus Christ. And if you find, and believe in the Holy Ghost. If you start, if they don't believe that, then you work in that church as fast as you can. But they believe in, I'm serious. Because, look, we have to understand, we have to know, we have to recognize Satan is powerful. He's not a little weakling. He knows what he's doing, and he's going to do what he can to destroy you. He's going to put everything in front of you to try to keep you from church.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to be encouraged. You got to say, no matter what, I am going to church. I am going to praise God. I am going to be God's servant. I'm going to be have the Holy Ghost, and I am going to continue to do everything that I can that's pleasing in the eyesight of God. So let him be man. Let him throw the fiery dice in your way. But the only thing you have to do is believe and call on the Master. Once we get it in our mind, seriously, when we're going through stuff, the battle is not ours, it's the Lord.
Yep.
And that's a serious thing that we need to know, we need to think about, we need to realize the battle is not ours. The battle is God. And if we believe that and we going through stuff, just continue to pray and put all of these problems in God's hand and don't worry about it no more. Just have it in your mind, I'm going to go through because God is going to bring me out. You will find, you will come out. The things that Satan has thrown your way, God has destroyed it. And turn it to the ones that's trying to hurt you. So let us remember that when we have problems. Let us remember the battle is not ours. We can't battle the way we need to battle. We have to put that in God's hands. We can't let Satan convince us to backslide or anything. We got to pray. We got to trust God. We got to read our word and know that we are going to make it through all these trials, these fiery dots that Satan is throwing our way. So you be encouraged. Continue to look for your church. You will find one. And you will find one that is exactly what you are looking for. Ask God to direct you and send you to a church of his choice. And trust God. Don't give up. We can't afford to give up. Okay, and thank you so much, Sister Jennifer, for coming on with that. And see, that's stuff that you needed to get out in the ears of God so he can hear it. A lot of time we don't even open our mouth and we won't tell God what's on our mind, even though he know it. And I know I say this often. Even though God already knows what's on your mind, tell him about it. Tell God about it. He'll make everything all right. So we do thank God for what you came through with Sister Jennifer. It was good. It's something needs to be heard. When we have these type of testimonies, Sister Jennifer, believe it or not, there's someone that's listening that have the same problem that you have, and it's needful for them to hear it.
Yeah.
So I say thank you.
Thank you. I heard was listening to a pastor that my friend goes to a church in Aiken, South Carolina, and something that I've been trying to change since Sunday, and it's the power of our words and what we speak life into.
Exactly.
You know, if we say, I can't do this because I'm broke, well, you're always going to be broke, or you're always negative about everything. You've got to see the positive. You got to speak. You know what? Yeah, I want to go to that. Yeah, I'll be able to go to that. And just believe it.
Exactly.
You know, because The power of your words. And I've been trying so hard this weekend, and I'm getting tested in all areas, like trying to tell other people, like, okay, I just have to walk away from it sometimes. I want to hear the positive. I don't want to hear the bad. And I have a bad habit of it too. I see the bad things, and that's the only thing that I just keep talking about and talking about it. So I'm speaking all these things to life, or I'm like, you know, putting stumbling blocks in front of somebody. You know, we mm-hmm. all go through things, and it's how we go through it and our attitude and being
that's
positive
right.
and not judging others, because you don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what the next person is going through. And, you know, people are
that's
watching
right.
you. They're listening. And what that little tongue is so tiny, you know, it's just so much power in it. It can speak life to other people, or it can speak death to other people, you know. And it's I'm trying really hard to be more conscious of being more positive and seeing the good thing instead of the bad thing. And it's really hard, but that's what God wants us to do. And we just have to encourage
everybody.
Remember,
God never said everything was going to be easy for us.
Mm-mm.
But we got to stay encouraging, and we got to continue to endure.
Yep.
If when we're encouraged and when we're enduring and when we're praising God in our rough times, that pleases
mm-hmm.
him. Because
yep.
we're saying, Lord, no matter what we're going through, I'm going to praise you, I'm going to worship you, I'm going to serve you anyhow.
Yeah.
And that pleases him. And while we're pleasing God, when we realize it, we have came out of our situation. We have come out of our situation. So that's a blessing all by itself. And we do thank you for that, Sister Jennifer. That was a lot to say. Thank you so much. Now,
thank
the floor
you.
Is still open for anyone. You're welcome. I hear some noise in the background somewhere. The floor is still open for anyone who want to testify, who have anything they want to say. The floor is still open. Praise the Lord. We have 910-7202. The line is open. You have the floor.
Yes, I would just like to read a verse out of
who are we speaking
Thessalonians?
With?
Hello?
I'm sorry. Yes, I hear you. Who are we speaking
okay.
with?
This is Kathy.
Okay, Kathy.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead with
like,
your verse.
Yes, it's out of Thessalonians, I think, 1 Thessalonians,
uh-huh.
verse 16.
1 Thessalonians 16, go ahead.
Uh-huh. Always be joyful, never stop praying, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus.
Yes. Praise God, praise God. And let me ask you a question. That verse you just read, it's so good and so true. Now, have you been practicing that verse as well?
Oh, I just came across it.
Not to put you on the spot.
I just came across it and was, you know, just reading different chapters in the Bible, and I stopped at this.
Mm-hmm. And I understand when you're reading the Bible and you run across something, it stays with you.
Yeah.
And that's a blessing. That's a blessing. Thank you so much for that. So for anybody who did not hear it, read that one more time, Sister Kathy, so that people can hear exactly what you said.
Yes, it's verse 16 out of Thessalonians. Always
okay.
be joyful, never stop praying, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus.
Amen. Yeah. We thank God for that. Basically, that's kind of what I was saying earlier. But, you know, that's a blessing. You found it in the Bible and you read it. And believe me, Sister Kathy, somebody hear you. And we thank God for you. We thank God to have you on this show tonight. We thank God for the verse that you just read. Because anything pertaining to God, pertaining to this Bible, is useful for us. And you're right, we got to continue to pray no matter how hard times get. We got to continue to pray.
Amen. And I thank you for that verse too, because it literally says everything that we always say every week, all in one verse, you know, about being happy, still praying, you know, I am your God. Like, I love that. Because that is the key.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You got
show.
To be happy.
We haven't even gotten to the word yet. And this is
but
awesome.
That's all right. Actually,
yes.
Actually, Sister Emily, this show was originally set up to be
for
a
this.
Forum.
Exactly.
Like we're doing right now.
Amen.
And normally, I give us some type of subject that we're to talk on, but and tonight, God didn't really give me a subject. And I thank God that people are opening their mouths and they're talking. But now, I always, praise God, I can pull some out the hat. But people are opening their mouths and they're talking. And they're letting God hear their feelings, no matter what it is. If it's a grief or if you're depressed, of whatsoever the problem is, we will discuss it. We will discuss it because God don't want us depressed. He don't want us to be down and out. He wants us to love him in spite of everything because he loves us in spite of everything.
Amen.
Okay, so if there anyone else, the floor is open. The floor is open. Now, you know, Paul said, and this, that's why I keep mentioning being encouraged. We have got to stay encouraged. Which when we're encouraged, we're letting God see the faith that we have in him. We're letting God know that we believe everything that he says and we trust that he will take care of us. Glory, hallelujah. And I just want to read this one verse for you. It says, for I am convinced that neither death, and I'll read it out of the New International Version because our King James said, I am persuaded that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any power, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And you know what? That's a verse that we could live by. We go through so much, and we let things that happen to us, our situation and all of that, we let all of that causes us to backslide, excuse me, causes us to go back on God. We let our situation causes us to even not want to serve God anymore because we feel like when we go through something, God shouldn't have let it happen. But we got to realize that our trials and our tribulation is what make us stronger. By us not giving up on God, in the long run, when you look at it, you look back and you have to look back and smile because you have overcome the trials and tribulations that you were going through, the fiery darts that Satan was throwing your way. You have made your way through it by praising God and trusting him. So
Go ahead. When you look back at it, is that reflection?
That is reflection. And okay. You're right, that is definitely reflecting, but I'm going to read the King James Version. I'm a King James person to the marrow of my bones. But the King James Version says, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, neither height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus." This is a reflection that Paul was given because we know he went through so much. He was shipwrecked. He was bit by a viper, a snake, basically. He was let down through a window because they were seeking to kill him. So he was reflecting, and he wanted us to feel this because he know what Satan will do to try to stop us, to try to take us away from God, to try to stop us from loving God. So when we are persuaded, when we are persuaded that there is nothing is going to separate us from the love of God, then we are going to live our lives that way. Okay, I'm going back a couple of verses, and this is Romans 8, and I'm going back to 35 and 6 and 37, I think, because I read through 38 and 39. This is how encouraging we got to be, and this is how deeply rooted we got to be in Christ Jesus. See, when Paul was changed, when he was reborn, all that fierce hatred he had for God's people was turned to the love that he had for God and how he worked for God. And Satan was not satisfied. So, yes, he went through a lot, but he was determined not to turn around. He was determined. Okay. Verse 35 says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulations or distress?" Now, this fits all of us. "Or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword?" And when you look at these verses as I call them out, you can see this in today's world, all the troubles that's going on today in the White House, in other countries, in Russia, all the things that's going on today. We see that there is trouble on every side, but we got to be encouraged. We got to say in Christ Jesus, we got to believe that God has a shield around us and he will protect us. Not that we won't go through something. And don't ever think Satan is going to stop trying as long as you say, "I'm a child of God, that I'm going to do the will of God, that I'm going to run for Jesus all the days of my life." Then Satan is on your track. But through God, through your faith in God, God will bless you to overcome. Not to say that he's not going to come back again. That's his job. But God will bless you to overcome as long as you have faith in God. Verse 36 says, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep slaughtered. Now look how God's people are treated. I mean, people will physically kill you nowadays and think they're doing the will of God. Then you have people that will kill you emotionally, even people in the church. You all excited about Jesus Christ. You all excited about your salvation. Satan got somebody sitting next to you telling you in the other ear, you ain't saved. You ain't nobody. Who you think you are? You ain't no more than anyone else. So this is why we got to stay encouraged. We got to be encouraged. But then Paul said in verse number 37, nay, in all things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. So through all the problems, the trials, the tribulations, the things that we go through, Paul said we are more than conquerors. And you know what? We got to believe that. We got to know that. We got to know through Christ Jesus we can conquer anything through the power of God. We can conquer anything. So we can't let the things that we go through separate us from the love of God. And sometimes we get weak and we let that exact thing happen because it looked like sometimes when you're going through your trials and tribulations, sometimes you feel like, Lord, I'm never coming out of this because it looked like it goes on and on and on. But no matter how hard it looks, no matter how long it seems to be taken, let's keep our faith, our love, and our trust in the Almighty Savior because he will bring us out. He brought us out of sin when he died. So what makes you think he can't bring us out now? He died only to live again. He died so that we could live. He didn't have to die, but he died for us. And I was listening as I was doing my walking today. I was listening to the scripture, glory be to God, when Jesus was talking to Pilate and Pilate telling Jesus, trying to get him to answer him. And he was saying, I can cause you to die or I can let you live. And Jesus said, no man take my life. He said, I lay it down of myself. So now mind you,
I can figure
a man that walked this earth and died and buried and rose again and sitting in his glory on the right hand of the Father, do you not think for one minute that he can't bring you out of anything that you're in? I left that few seconds open because if anybody thinks there is anything that Jesus can't do, I want to hear it. Glory be to God. God can bring us out of anything. But don't think that your life is going to be easy. You might be having a good season right now and not having any problems. Satan's just waiting to let you get yourself just all comfortable and think everything is all right. And then he hits you with some of everything. Glory be to God. And you know, I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for him. This weekend, I was sick. My grandbaby was sick and my daughter was sick. And I'm still, you can hear how it sounds. But you know what? I don't care how sick I get. I'm still going to praise God. I don't care if I can't open my mouth and speak it out. I'm going to say it in my mind. God still hear me. So we got to praise God in the midst of all this trouble. Because at the name of Jesus, the demons is going to do what? They're going to flee at the name. When you call on the name of Jesus, Satan going to get away from you because he's afraid of Jesus. He knows that his day is coming and he's going to burn eternally in hell. So what are you doing now? I'm going to do everything I can to cause God's people not to love and trust him and turn to me so they can burn eternally with me. Glory be to God. So we got to be prepared in all things. In all things, just remember, no matter what you're going through, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, our Lord. And see, God, Jesus, because of Jesus' life and his death, he put us in that position that we can truthfully say we are more than conquerors because we are more than conquerors because he sent, that's the Holy Ghost. He sent the power that can bring us through, can take us through all our trials, all our tribulation, all our heartache and our pain. We continue to trust and believe in God. We got to continue to call on the name of Jesus. No matter how hard, no matter how rough it gets, we got to trust God. I praise God. I told my doctor once, I said, I'm going to tell you something. Any doctor that don't believe in God will not be doctoring on me. Because we got to have faith, people. Even the doctor got to have faith in God. Even the nurses got to have the faith in God. Nobody that's operating or even giving this prescribing medicine to us that don't believe in God. If they don't believe in God, then who do they believe in? They believe in the devil. So we got to always remember we are more than conquerors. And I just want to say tonight, Brother Michael Tatum, you are more than a conqueror. You're going through some stuff. Be encouraged. God loves you. Know it's hard times right now. And know you are suffering. You can't. It's hard when you lose a child. But you are more than a conqueror. You continue to look to the hills from whence cometh your help. Because all your help comes from God. He got that love that you need. He has that peace. He say, come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy labor, and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So you're going to find peace. It's going to, it might be a while, but don't give up on God. You're going to find that peace that you'll be able to deal with the loss of your loved one, but you will always remember them. You will always love them. And you guess just will have to learn, you will learn to live with it. And when you think back on your loved one, you have a smile on your face because you can think of the love, the goodness, the fun, just looking out, seeing them that made you smile. You'll be able to think back on that. And that will help you to make it through your triumphs and your tribulations. God loves you, Brother Michael Tatum, and we love you too. And always remember that we are here for you any time of day, any time of night. So just be in God. So at this time, we're getting ready to close, and I thank God for each and every one that spoke up on this program today. May God bless you, keep you encouraged to lean on God, and whatsoever you're going through, just continue to open your mouth and speak it. That's all God wants us to do. And he'll make everything all better. And I thank God for that. Brother D. Brother D. Brother Debo, last time I'm calling.
Yeah, I'm here. I had to get the phone on mute.
I knew that's what it was.
I'm in this truck. I have so much noise.
I'm calling you.
Y'all go on phone and want to cooperate. Man.
I'm calling you for the closing prayer. And please, I'm going to name a few people that I want you to just continue to pray for. Please keep, Brother Michael Tatum in your prayer, Sister Gina, Brother and Sister Fan, Sister Jennifer, Sister Kathy, and Sister Emily. And mention everybody that I call out those names because they ask for prayer. But we all need prayer. All need prayer. That includes me. Remember Brother Tim as he traveled, his daughter Wendy.
Yes.
That God give him traveling grace and keep him covered in the blood of Jesus from the time he goes to the time he come back, take him there and bring him back safely, no hurt from the danger. So at this time,
Brother
D, I'm leaving it up to you.
Amen. See, we have Brother Tatum, Sister Gina, Sister Kathy, and Sister Emily, correct?
Brother and Sister Fan.
Yes, of course, my brother and my sister.
And Brother Tim. And please always remember our brother dog in prayer. Pray for stress for him always.
Yes.
Because for the things he do and the way he go all the time, he needs that strength.
First of all, we want to just tell God thank you for blessing us to come together today. Amen. Up on another service for the Lord. God is truly good to us, and we should forever be mindful to tell the Lord thank you. We should forever be mindful to tell God how much we love him. And in our best of love, in our deepest of love, could never be enough of what he have done for man. He hung, bled, and died on a place called Calvary so that you and I might have a right to the tree of life. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
I'm like my brother, Reverend Henry. Even though we're in a dying world, we know that yet God still lives. I'm going to ask each and every last one of you off you by your head. Give God your heart, give God your ear, and pray along with us as we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes. In the streets. Staying all night long. Yes, 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 yes. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. In my grave. Yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, Jesus. And you may just behave. Mm-hmm. Yes, I am. Yes,
Praise God. Are you finished your prayer, Brother D?
Amen. I was loving this song so much until I got tired of this song. He said, I'm so grateful. Bow your head, sister and brother, and pray along with us as we pray. Father God, we come before you this evening. Father, we come with a humble heart, Lord, and a bow down here. But yet we stop by the throne of grace, Lord, just to say thank you. Father, we thank you for how you have kept us. We thank you for what you have brought us through. And Lord, we thank you for knowing that no matter what avenue we may go down, no matter what road we may travel, we know that you're right there. And we just want to tell you thank you, Lord. Now, Father, we have prayer requests today. We have Sister Gina. We have Sister Emily. We have my brother Fan, my sister Fan. And of course, we have Brother Dog and Brother Tim. Lord, they all have a special need. But I'm so glad to know that you know their needs before we ask. You know what ails them, Lord. You know what troubles them. And I'm so glad that you are a way maker. I'm so glad, Lord, to know that you are a heart fixer and a mind regulator. I ask that you touch each and every last one of them right now. Give them peace of mind, Lord. Give them understanding that surpasses all understanding. Whether they're sick, Lord, heal their body. In the name of Jesus, touch right now, Lord. Whatever may be, Lord, whatever may be, just touch right now. Let your angels rest, rule, and abide around them right now. As Brother Tim prepared to get on the plane, Lord, to go give his child away.
Please.
Give something that
please,
you
Lord.
Gave him,
please.
Lord, as he prepared to go give his child to a future son-in-law, a husband. You said in your word, Lord, he that finds a wife finds a good thing. Father, we ask that you would give him traveling grace, that they would go to and fro. And then on returning home, Lord, not only we pray that they return home safely, that they find everything they left just
yes.
like they left it.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Father,
yes,
we pray
Lord.
That you touch this, we pray that you touch this marriage right now. Touch this marriage. For you said in your Father, you said in your word that the marriage takes place in the heart. This piece of paper, Lord, is just for mankind. We have to take this place of love in our heart first, Lord. We pray, Father, that this marriage is about to take place, that it will be just what you said, to death do us part. Thank you, Jesus, right now. Father, we ask that you continue to bless Brother Dawg. Bless him, Lord. Give him peace. Give him understanding, Lord. Give him, as he continues to read your word, Lord, give him revelation of your word. Praying, Lord, that no matter what he come upon, no matter what comes his way, let him know that you're able to handle it. For you said in your word, cast all your cares upon me because I care for you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, touch Sister Emily right now. I heard her say the word, Lord, that she had little stomach issues, that she was a little sick, that there's a little pain bothering her right now. But I know that you are a doctor above all doctors. Touch her body right now, Lord. Right now, Lord. Right now, Lord. Let her know, Lord, that whatever it is done. In the name of Jesus, we count it done. Sister, Lord, it count it done, Lord. Father, touch Sister Gina. Father, we know that you brought her through the operation safely. Now, we pray that you would, as she come through rehab, Lord, we pray that you would continue to touch her, continue to heal her. Continue, Lord, to give her a mind to know that you're God, all God by yourself. Continue to give her a mind to understand that whatever they may ask of you, that it's already done before they ask. But you said it. I heard you in your word, Lord. You said before you asked, I've already answered. Thank you, Jesus. Father, look up on my sister.
Thank you, Lord.
And Brother
Thank Sandy. You, Jesus.
Give them a mind to continue to praise you, Lord. Give them a mind. They've been on this journey for a long time. Give them a mind, Lord, to stay. Songs that have been running for Jesus a long time, and I'm not tired yet. Father, continue to bless them, Lord. Continue to bless their family. Bless Brother Fan, sister, Lord. Lord, if it's their will, Lord, let that be. If it's their will. If it's not, Lord, give them understanding. Know that whatever you do, you may... And you knew all about them, Lord. And let them know, Father, that if it's that will, please, Lord Jesus, touch right now. Father, we have a brother, that lost a son. But he said, turn to you, Lord. I know within my heart that there's no better place for him to be. I ask that you continue to bless not only him, but bless his family, Lord. Let them know that there was no mistake made. Let them know that the time that you gave them was his tenure on this earth. Let them know, Lord, that he's gone to a better place. But give him understanding, Lord. Give him understanding of your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, if we missed anyone in our prayer, Lord, let them know, Lord, that it was not done purposely, but that you already know what we need. Father, you already know what we want. We ask that you just continue to guide us. Continue to bless the service, Lord. Not only this service, Lord, but continue to bless our Tuesday service. Continue to bless our God's plan service Monday through Friday. Just continue to bless that we're able to convey your word to a dying world. Praying each and every day, Lord, that as we open our mouth, that you speak through us. For you said, I read, Father, what you told Moses, just go, and I'll speak for you. We have to just continue to speak through us right now, Lord. Continue to give us a mind to give your word in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you. We love you, Lord. And we place no one above you. We know that you are able to do all things just like you said in your word. I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. I heard Monty say that you're more than a conqueror if you just believe. I know that I know that I know that you'll do it, Lord. We are grateful. We're so grateful. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Heal right now, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Heal, God.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Bless right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Right now, God.
So
Lord,
grateful.
Heal, God.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Touch my family, Lord. Bless my children, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Right now, right now, right now. In your name.
Right now.
In your name.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you right now.
Thank you, God.
Soul say yes,
Lord. Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Right now.
Right now, Lord. Right now, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, rain down, Lord, rain down, rain down. Blessing from above. In the mighty name
yes,
of Jesus.
Yes.
We love you. Ooh, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes.
Right now, right now. Souls say yes to
Jesus.
Your word, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes to your way. Right now,
yes,
right
Lord.
Now.
Yes, right now,
right
God.
Now, Lord.
In
ooh,
your
thank, you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Jesus.
Bless you right now.
Thank you, Lord. God is
Jesus'
able.
Name. In Jesus'
yes.
name. My soul.
Yes,
cry.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Don't say that.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah,
Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Right now, right now.
Right now,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Right
Jesus.
Now, Lord.
Thank you, right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Ooh, yes.
Right now.
So say yes.
Glory. Hallelujah.
So say yes. Lord, these blessings among many, Lord, we ask in your daughter's son, Jesus' name, that everyone in the sound of my voice say amen.
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 Amen. Glory be to God. It was
yes,
such a
Lord.
Powerful and
yes,
in a touching prayer.
Thank you,
glory
Jesus.
Be to God.
Thank you, right now.
Hallelujah.
My soul cry.
And everything,
hallelujah.
Everyone he prayed for, we gonna count it God right now.
In
Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
Glory be to God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you for that, Brother Dean. Thank God
thank
for that
you,
prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
Brother Tim, are you with
thank
us
you,
still?
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Brother
thank
Tim. Glory. Brother Tim. Okay, I guess he on mute or something and don't hear me. but I can't close. The Spirit won't let me close right now. We have got to pray for the world. We got to pray for the government. Glory, hallelujah. We got to pray for the sick and shut in. We got to pray for the children in these schools. In their homes, these drive-by shootings. We got to pray. Hallelujah. Jesus. We got to pray for them. Glory be to God. Because only God can help us. Only God can stop all this senseless killing. Only God can get this world straight. He only needs one person to pray. He needs us to pray in faith. I hear you, Brother Tim, and I hope you heard everything I said. Because as we were praying, God was bringing, putting all this in my mind. So I wouldn't dare close without praying for the world, for the government, the president, for the sick and shut in, for the children in the school. We need to pray that we can get prayer back in school to protect these children. Glory be to God. For people in their home, minding their own business, getting shot. For people are standing up talking to someone, pass by shooter, shoot them and kill them. So let us pray for the world because it's needed. Not only today, but it's needed every day. We need to open our mouth and pray for this world. Glory, hallelujah. Brother Tim.
Thank you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you saying thank you for being our God. Father, thank you for allowing us to be intercessors, that we can intercede and pray for our brothers and sisters all around the world. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just ask that we would pray for our leadership, that we would pray for the president and the Senate and all the things that are going on. Lord God, we just ask that you would intervene and touch their hearts and their mind, that they would know that they not just leading themselves, but they're leading God's people. And we just ask that, Lord God, that you would just touch them, touch their minds, their hearts, their soul, and their spirit. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just ask that you touch the parents of children who are going to school. And guide them and lead them and let them know that the kids can't raise themselves, but they need to teach them about your word and about you, Lord. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just ask that you touch our educators and that you would give them grace and mercy and, Lord, give them wisdom that they can see and help the children. Father God, in the name of Jesus, all the rest of the people here in this world, Lord, touch their minds, their hearts, and their soul so they don't go to school and shoot down innocent kids. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for our city and our state and our country, Lord God. We place it in your hands.
Yes,
you told us that not to be anxious about anything, but in prayer and supplication, make our request known unto you. So we're making our request, Lord. We need you to intervene. We need you to be back in the school. We need you in our cities and in our government.
Lord.
We need you, Lord. Father, we need you in the the families, Lord God. Bless the relationships that we have, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, bless this show, Lord, that we can continue to learn about your word and that we can be better people, better servants to you, Lord, that we will lift up your name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Continue to bless us and use us mightily, Lord God. We're willing to go all the way, Lord. Thank you right now, Lord. We love you and we appreciate everything you do. Lord, we want to say once again, we want to ask you to come in and step in and touch the heart of those who are bereaved, Lord God. Father God, those who are sick and don't realize what they need. They need you, Lord. You're a doctor who's never lost a case. continue to bless and touch us all with the fingertip of love. We know that you can. We know that you will. And, Lord, we thank you. Thank you, because we already count it done. We count cancer already done. It's erased. It's over with. It's no more, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, because we know all you got to do is speak the word. Thank you, Lord God. Bless them, Lord God. Bless each and every one. We need you right now, Lord, more than we ever needed you before. We see your word coming to pass, Lord God. We thank you right now, because you warned us and you let us know. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. There's power in the name of Jesus. Love and victory in the name of Jesus. Salvation all wrapped up in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of
Jesus.
Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for that beautiful prayer, Brother Tim, Brother D. We thank God. I know. Is there nobody still on prayer? Something wrong with you. Glory be to God. We thank God for each and everybody that came out today. We thank God for having such a beautiful open floor forum today. We thank God. If you have any questions, always bring them on Wednesday. So we're looking for you to join us again on next Wednesday night, same time. Same channel. Thank you, God. Also on Tuesday night, Brother D and his gospel hour, same time, same channel. We thank God for that. Brother Eric has God's plan in the morning. I think it goes on every day. I mean, you always got the word coming at you from one direction or another. And we thank God for that. Finally, brethren, be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. In your hand, Brother Dawg.
Wait, one more thing. I just want to say that next week I'll be praying for y'all. I'm going to pray for you, Sister Marion. I'm going to pray for you, Sister Marion.
Yeah.
I'm going to pray for Brother D, Brother Tim, Brother Eric, all of y'all, because y'all don't I know y'all don't always hear how appreciated y'all are, but y'all truly so are. Like, good things take time, like they always say. Like, just keep doing what y'all are doing, because I promise y'all are helping me, like, for real, a lot. Like, I've come a very, very long way, and, like, the last 9 months that I stopped taking my antidepressant, the only way that I have gotten through is literally from God and from y'all in this show. Like, I stopped taking my antidepressants, and life still happens, you know. The thing is, I have that armor now, you know. Like, I'm in the word, I'm in it hard, and I know that whenever I do that, the devil's going to try and attack me 10 times harder, but I'm prepared for that now, whereas I used to not be. Like, y'all truly do help people who really need that extra support, who need that support system. Like, I just thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Sister Emily. That was a blessing to hear. Such a blessing to hear. And I just want to tell you, when you feel like you need to take those antidepressants, pick up your Bible. Go to the 23rd Psalm. I don't care if you read it 50 times a day. As
and
you
I
read that
study Bible.
Our third Psalm, trust and believe. God will take you completely from it.
Amen.
You go through your withdrawals with it, but you will be able to overcome.
Amen.
The 23rd Psalm. Every time.
I was packing up today, and I found my study Bible, so I'm looking forward to opening it again and read them letters in.
Praise God. That's wonderful.
Amen. Yes,
but
ma'am.
Just for that, though, I want you to read the 23rd Psalm when you're feeling depressed. Okay.
Amen. Psalm 23.
Amen. And thank you. We're going to look forward to your prayer next week.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Brother Dawg, back to you.
I am so great.
many know he's been good?
Yes.
How many know he's been good? If you know he's been good. If you know he's been good. If you know he's been good tonight.
I am so grateful. I am so grateful.
If you know he's been good.
I am so grateful.
I just want you to just think about where you could have been if it wasn't for Jesus. If you know he brought you where you are right now,
so
in your own way.
Ooh, I am so grateful.
Yes. Oh, Sister Mary, they're going to hit a home run tonight. Very good service, very good service. Sister Mary, I got all the mics closed because, you know, if we don't, we'll keep going, but it don't make no difference today. But I didn't close the mics up. We appreciate you, Sister Mary, for what you do. If don't nobody else tell you, and I've heard them telling you today, so we appreciate it. That concludes our ceremony for today, a time for reflection with Sister Marion. And as Brother D always said, God willing, we will be back next week, all next week, on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at the same time, same station. So with that being said, Sister Marion, thank you, and hang the phone up and get away from us just in case these other people want to have something to say. We appreciate you. God bless. All right, guys, that concludes our prayer hour, our prayer service, our time for reflection, or whatever you want to do. And props out to Sister Mary for always giving back. And that's what the Lord put on her heart and on Brother D and Brother House, Sister Emily, Fan, and Kathy, and all the rest of the people that came on, Jennifer. We just thank all y'all. So with that being said, guys, I got a break today. I ain't had to go to Darling and that's cold today. They closed up today. So, Keith, if y'all out there, y'all got anything y'all want to talk about, hit the one button. Let's get this thing rolling for a minute. If not, I can go there and catch up on some of the movies I got in there. I'm over there paying for all these doggone movies I don't need because I got my fire stick now. Man, I got so much bagged up stuff to watch. So when we get snowed in or iced in, I'm going to be good to go. I'm going to sit up there and be watching the movie marathon all day. All right, with that being said, technically speaking, on Wednesday, you know, we don't have, let me see, how many people we got on here today? We got 86 people on here today, so we got quite a few people. So if y'all got something you want to say, hit the one button, guys, and open mic tonight. Open mic, you know, we got some free time. Wednesday's always free time. Wednesday's always free time. Come on in there, kid. Talk to that kid. What you got on your mind today, kid?
What's going on, dog? How you doing, sir?
Hey, man, I'm doing fabulous, man. I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Today just like my Friday. You know, I ain't got to worry about booking no shows for the next week. So today is just like my Friday.
I heard that. Y'all ain't got nothing going on at the racetrack tonight?
No. They closed the night. You know, they was redoing the track, trying to get it to work better. So they had tore it up, and they was putting it back down. And they said with the temperature tonight, wasn't no use of doing it because you can't really radio prep when it's this cold. So they didn't open up tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, am I glad. I'm glad for that break. I ain't mad with them.
Yeah.
I got me some extra sleep today, some extra rest today, but it is what it is. I can go along with the flow. This week we'll be down in Macon, though.
Yeah.
We'll be down in Macon, though. Or wheelchair going to come on tomorrow. Well, if it's cold, I must be in my truck. Come on, wheelchair. Come on, man. If we down there, if it ain't too cold for us, it ain't going to be too cold for y'all. So let's get in. Let's see, somebody sending me a text now. Anybody got to be sending me no text now. Let me see. Do you know how many races are lined up for No Guts, No Glory, just one, and haven't seen a list? Don't ask me. No Guts, No Glory. If they don't come on in and tell y'all, don't ask me. I'm like wheelchair. I'm on strike.
I heard that. Did Tim House ever put up his 484 power ranking?
Man, Tim House ain't gonna bust a great with a sludgehammer. Tim House ain't gonna bust a great with a sludgehammer. Yeah. I'll be down in No Guts, No Glory now. I'll probably go down there Wednesday, the Thursday at the latest. I'll be down there, but now, like I said now, they gotta come on and help promote their own stuff. I mean, I do enough stuff already. I get tired sometimes,
mm-hmm.
and they don't even want to take the effort to help themselves out now. They can come on here and do something now. You know, I mean, don't leave it all up to me. You know? I mean, they pay the radio station something like $1,200 to advertise for them. I don't get nothing, but I ain't lobbying for nothing, kid. I ain't lobbying for nothing, but like I said, I told you, it's a free service. Yeah. They can use it if they want it. If they don't want to use it, that's on them, kid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that helps the word get out of 100 floppy.
Do you know if they're going to ever come up with a 484 outlaw race?
Well, I heard they were definitely trying to do it. Whether they do it or not, kid, at this moment, I don't know. You know, like I said, they don't ever call me until it's a last minute thing or they ain't got nothing to talk about or they just want to find out some stuff they think I know. So, you know, sometimes I don't be in the loop like people think I'm in the loop. You know, I'm really, sometimes I'm the last person to know. Everybody thinks I'll be the first person to know, but sometimes I'll be the last person to know. They don't want to talk to me because, you know, they won't, well, I ain't going to say that. I'm going to be nice today. Anyway, no. But it's in the making. They're trying to get it together though, kid. So I got a feeling something's going to happen about it. Something's going to happen. That's all I'm going to say. But either way it goes, you know, it's a lot of racing. A lot of racing. There's going to be a lot of racing going on, so that's out of, you know. It is what it is, man. Hey,
yes,
kid, I put a post on Facebook a few minutes ago. Seemed like everybody with a white Mustang, Jimmy trying to jump on it.
Oh, no.
He
must be
him and Ozaza are locked up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, Zaza, and he got another white Mustang called Bruiser, too. So I reckon Jimmy said, ain't no white Mustangs can be white unless he says so. He been knocking them off. I'm knocking them out, one or the other. But it is what it is. It is what it is. Yeah. Tim House, let me see. Tim House might be busy. He might not be doing nothing. Let me see if Tim House busy. See if he come out with it. Big House, you busy? You ready for the
power rank?
You ready for the? Yeah, you busy? Get ready for your daughter's wedding, Tim House? Or you? What you doing, Tim House? Your mic go, Tim House.
I'm making sure I got everything packed up and ready to go, dog. I'm trying to make sure I don't forget nothing. And you know, I had to take the dog in and put him in the kennel with his little booties and his little raincoat and you know, you got to make sure you got everything, dog.
We really wanted to get you on there and see that you come up with your power records. We was waiting for you to come up with your power records and see what you.
Did you ever post your power record?
Mm-hmm.
He like Tony Bryant.
Not after what Whit gave me.
it's just your opinion, Tim House. It's just your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Whit's opinion.
Yep, that's right.
I mean, what make you think his opinion better than yours?
Got a point there, Nancy. Got a point there.
Obviously, it is. Danny Boy had to shake me up, and Pine shook me up, and I said, well, maybe sometime you have to change your mind. So.
Hey, Tim, have you ever noticed they ain't never in history made a statue of somebody that went along with the protocol? It always was somebody that made a stand. Have you ever noticed that? Now in history, it had to be somebody that made a stand.
Mm-hmm.
For to get a statue in history. If you just was a go along to get along, they did not make a statue of you. They're going to have a statue to me when I leave here. They're going to make a statue to me when I leave here.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't never worry about that. Evan Spurlock sent me a picture. The fruit. Man, look here, man. He sent me one of them old dried fruitcakes, man. I told you, man. I don't know. They couldn't get that. If they gave me one of them fruitcakes with $1 million on it, I think I might not even take it. Man, come on, man. That's one thing.
They're good for holding the door open. They're good for holding the door.
Rough, dog.
I don't know. That's one of the nastiest. Oh, but it's a similar to me, kid. Tim, it's a similar to me. I told you about when we was working for the, you know, cleaning houses for the better, but for the where the new people, they gave us
other
a damn.
People.
And they didn't. They didn't give us a doggone. If they didn't give us a damn fruitcake, they didn't give you one of them nasty dry fruitcakes. Man, come on, man. They couldn't give me that one of them things, man.
Where did fruitcake come from, dog? You know, you have any idea?
I don't know, and I ain't never did no research from it, and I ain't going to waste my time looking it up. Evan Spurlock just sent me a picture one. If I find him, I'm going to choke him. Evan Spurlock just sent me a picture one. When I catch him, I'm going to choke him. I'm going to do like Bugs does. I'm going to choke him. Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
Well, I'm gonna say it again, kids. See, tonight we got open forum. We got anybody mm-hmm. wants to send them, they can come set something. Now, I can hang the show up, and they'll call me on the. Come on, man. Yeah, if y'all, I'm gonna stop supporting them if they don't support me. So if they don't come on mm-hmm. my day show. I mean, on my night show, I ain't said that in a long time, but I feel some kind of way sometimes. You know, I got them tendencies, you know, kid. I got them tendencies,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll be on their show at least 7-8 hours a day in the daytime. They wake me up for their show, and they can't come on my show just to say, hey, dog, the hell with you. I feel better than they did that.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm gonna change something. I'm gonna start changing something. Anyway, no problem. Now, if I start making it for up north guys and just let the up north guys come on there, I get the Texas. Dog, why you got all the up north guys on the show? Okay. 731-2326.
We sure appreciate it, dog. We appreciate it. We appreciate it.
Yes.
What's up, Willie,
Father
dog?
Will, you know. Who is this? This voice sound familiar, but I...
What's going on?
Who is this?
Devon.
Man, I thought you supposed to be flying from. I thought you was in the air. That's why they was worried about why. They said wheelchair tow you up, or somebody tow you up, and they said you ain't been back on the morning show lately because they tow you up. What they did to you on the morning show?
Man, I've been traveling. I ain't got time to mess with them this week.
Yeah, I saw you traveling. I saw that you traveling from Portland or somewhere, man. I'm saying what the. And I was gonna tell him. I said Devon been on. That's why he been traveling. Yeah, I thought that was you, but you know you sound kind of like you got some bass in your voice tonight, man. I thought that was you, but I didn't want to say the wrong name.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't be knowing them. You know, some of them numbers, you know, if I don't call them numbers that regular, I don't know them by heart, you know. I don't be knowing them numbers by heart. Some of them I do. Key is automatic. Yeah, that's the key of the bond. That's your number. That's it. That's that little old onion-head baby in the background back there hollering.
No, I'm still at the airport. I just landed.
Oh, okay, man.
Y'all got snow out there in Portland?
Nah, we ain't got no snow in Portland. Not yet, anyway. We might get something about once a year, but not today.
Oh! I know they told. They said you work for the feds, man. They said you the FBI. I said I'm glad.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. I said if he's my friend, I'm glad they do. Yes, sir. It's good to have people in high places. What do you think about that, kid?
You got the point there, though.
Yeah. If I go out there in Portland, you know,
hey,
they put five black people in Portland. Yeah. What up,
mm-hmm.
kid? I was going to ask you a question. Y'all still racing down there. Y'all ain't got no shortage on glue or nothing. They said it was, but I'm just asking a question. Y'all
Tim,
seem like
Tim,
y'all did.
Tim, listen up, Tim. You didn't hear me when I told you that glue shortage was never a glue shortage, man. What them folks did is, let me show you what they did, Tim. You can follow me because you know you dumb, but you ain't dumb. They made like it was a glue shortage and made like everybody, well, we a glue shortage, you better go back to slicks. Did you notice, Tim, when they sold out all the slicks they had in stock, all of a sudden it wasn't no glue shortage no more. Did you notice that, Tim? Think about it, though.
Oh, my God.
Think about it.
Man.
You notice as soon as people start saying, oh, where can I get some slicks from? They done sold all them old slicks they've been adding in the warehouse, backed up in the warehouse. They sold all them. All of a sudden, it wasn't no glue shortage. Did you kind of notice that, Tim?
Okay. And now that you say it, though, just brought to my attention.
Tim, look at it. And you ain't heard, Tim.
Yes, sir.
You ain't heard about no, it's just like AIDS and all that, like just like AIDS and everything. You ain't heard nothing else about no damn glue shortage. Ain't heard nothing else about it.
No, I haven't.
You got a point, Jeff.
You guys just steadily racing, man.
That
Mike Hill race when they had all them big mark, them heavy hitters there. I ain't heard nobody talking about no glue problem.
I ain't heard and they was spraying their hell out of it. And they were spraying their head out of it. You ain't heard nobody even zip. Mike said I started to buy a barrel of glue. He started to. That means he didn't. So ain't nobody said nothing about no glue shortage, Tim. They're good now. Them folks just be fooling them, man. The people know how they make up. That's what I'm saying. They wanted everybody to go buy slicks. So they thought they was going to run out of glue. I've been in and bought up all the slicks now. All of a sudden, ain't no glue shortage no more. Yeah, yeah.
Where's Kid at? Nobody makes the world go round, dog. Oh, man. Oh, man. That's what makes the world go round. Where's Kid was
at? Mm-hmm. Give me a better theory, Tim. I mean, show me where it don't make sense what I just said.
And dog, they sure bought up some slicks too, boy. They sure bought them up. Cause up here, man, they was out. They didn't have even the big slicks. They didn't have them. I said, man, dang. I would wait till next year then. See what's going on. But I ain't heard nothing about that glue.
Yeah, fool us, man. They fool us.
One thing I heard about glue.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody even mentioning it no more. Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh,
here come the president. Here come your stepdaddy, Tim. This your stepdaddy, who that is?
I ain't going to say it, dog. I ain't going to say nothing.
What, go on in there, Flock.
It ain't hard to fool Tim House, dog. And he don't need no slick no way. He ain't doing no racing.
Damn, Flock.
He heard Cass City was back going to the tracks now.
How long you been holding that in, Flock?
Well, ever since Cass City started making a few clean hits.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Flock, what did Cass City come on? He said about 10 words last night. One on five.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I heard them boys from Detroit say they going to fuck Cal City up. I said, well, I'll pay a little bit to see that.
They probably going when did they lock in for the first day they race up north next year?
First day the track over.
Hold on. I'm sick of this. Let me get Bub on this phone. I think y'all
can do that. Don't do that, Tim. Don't do that, Tim. Hold on. Hey, dog.
Let me get Pine on this phone. I'm sick of this shit.
Pine takes care of Tim House? Okay. Guess what? Y'all go do all that. I'm going to get my bread on the phone. Trigger Lee!
What do you do?
Trigger Lee.
Hey.
It's Big
Trick says
it's
she don't
Trigger.
Talk to the hell
Big
for no drivers.
That's Big Trick.
Big Trick says she don't want to talk to the
hey,
owner.
Dog, I put my book in right now. Don't ask me do I got a
hey,
book.
Tim.
Bear.
Hey,
I'm
Tim.
Gonna, I,
hey, Tim.
Bully. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Don't get Bub on
yes,
here. We got a goddamn alcohol breathalyzer for his ass tonight.
Oh, shit.
Don't get that shit.
Mercy.
A buddy like that.
Somebody got the blow
I
in it.
He got the blow in it. My little fella. That's my man. I like Bub.
He got
man.
The blow in the breathalyzer before he can ride a goddamn
Lord,
bike around here, man. Don't do that shit.
Hey, Trigger, don't cuss Tim too much yet. Don't start cussing yet, please. Don't cuss too much yet.
I love you, Tim, though. Just don't get Bud on him. You got that breathalyzer still on the sideline. I'm here to tell you. I'm not playing, okay?
Lord have mercy. Fly better.
You and your bully go drink a bottle of water. You and your bully go drink a bottle of water.
What you say, kid?
See, you better get off before you get choked to death.
Hey, kid. In all my 53 years, I ain't seen nothing that stupid, man.
Lord have mercy.
Since Tim is Bud trainer, I can understand where he got it from.
Yeah.
You got a point there. I ain't talking about Bub now. I ain't fucking with that boy. So, because whatever's going to be, it's going to be. I'm just reading kids texting, posting. I'm substituting my own age. I'm just reading a post and substituting my own age.
Big Trigger, what's going on, Big Trigger? Tell about a message tonight.
I'm just sitting back.
I'm going on mute,
you know,
dog. If Trigger's not, I'm going on mute because you know she a bully. I'm going on mute.
Hey, Tim. Kyle Milster.
Don't call
Milster.
My name. I ain't in it.
I said Kyle Milster. call Mister and get him in, cause see, I had these cats on the other side, and I clicked the show in. They talking about, who the fuck clicked that show in? We don't want to hear that shit. I said, man, Trick over here going in. Oh man, click us in, click us. Fuck y'all. Got their asses sitting over there. They got to get in on their own now.
We don't need
hey,
Flop.
Man, dog,
we don't need
man,
Flop.
Just
we already
I'm
over
just
it.
Back. It's,
hey,
Flop, it's Wednesday. I done had me a couple
on.
Drinks.
Get
I'm good.
On. You done had a couple drinks. Uh-oh. We're going to get
well,
you a couple.
If you're on Wednesday, you ain't got to. Man just said, if you're on Wednesday, you ain't got to worry about it. You can get in on Wednesday. Bro. The Monday and Tuesday, you might need a little help. On Wednesday, you can get in.
I guess.
Wednesday ain't call on you.
Thank you, Doggy Dog. Thank you, Doggy Dog.
When I clicked him out, I gave him the number.
We don't need you to give us no help. We already know how to get over here.
Yeah, okay, motherfucker. Do your thing, because you was the main advocate talking about, who the fuck got that show on? We don't need
that's
no
right.
show
you
on
asked
without
to
my
call.
Show.
Oh, you don't click it.
Look how you can't
can
rob a bank. You said you
phone?
Can't rob a bank.
I turned your ass
cannot
on
rob
you.
A bank.
I know I myself. Yeah, he can't trick her. He the motherfucker taught me. Tell on us. Why do time when you can tell on a friend? Tell on three and go free. He the motherfucker caught me.
Damn.
That's me. Mad man.
Robert Ford don't even know it. Robert Ford.
He mad. He mad, dog. He mad at me, and I know why.
You better watch out, dog.
Hey.
The morning show won't trigger on every day.
Where Trick at?
Yeah,
well, that's
yeah. You know
say.
Who 662 wanna... is?
That madman.
Yeah.
Tell on three. You might go free. Shit.
Yeah.
Hey Tim. You know you got to come down that runway tomorrow.
No. It's Saturday.
No,
hey,
tomorrow
you
gonna come down
gonna,
that runway
why
tomorrow.
Why you talk so tough against the Mason Dixon line?
I'll be there tomorrow. Madman.
Hey, Tim, Madman said, you just don't even know who your son-in-law is. He going to be the one pick you up at the airport and take you to the motherfucking house with him. And you're going to say, hey, I'm supposed to be going to stay with my new son-in-law. And Madman going to say, you at home, buddy.
Roll me one up, Pop. Who is that cousin?
What's wrong with this? Why y'all ain't got nothing to talk about?
Did you go get Mister on Tim?
Mister, leave Mister alone. Mister, don't get Mister on there now. Call Mister,
He was trying. He was trying to get on. Mister ain't got no bullshit.
How you know he was trying to get on?
Because he called me after this nigga
well, why
on the
you answer
other
and get him
show
on
said, cause I had the show on with your punk ass on the other
why
land
you
and
me
I wanted
up and
to
put
talk
him in
to
there.
Man, why you didn't put these nuts on
your
back?
Damn!
Nah,
not the Jersey Bull nuts.
Yes.
If somebody call my phone, dog, I'm going to answer them. I ain't going to just let it sit over there and ring.
Man, you a fucking lie. I call your ass all the time.
And do I ask him?
That's why your phone, his phone went out because they didn't want to hear that lie you were telling.
And, hey, Tim, why you keep making a Tickalika name?
Man, you know you want Trick on in the morning.
Oh.
Hey, man, he said he want on the morning show every morning. He trying to get his little thing on. He like to hear our voice.
Hey, Tim, you ain't got to say I know what you mean.
I know what you mean, Tim. You ain't got to say that.
Thank you very much, Trika. When we was in Alabama, he was in the men's voice.
Hey, you don't care who butt you suck, Tim, but it's a better look that you sucking a woman's butt.
Nigga, you in the bathroom, in the men's bathroom down there in Alabama, you kept listening to the men's voice?
Oh, yep.
Oh, come on, man.
Yep. Hey, dog, for real.
Yeah.
We're in Huntsville.
He's talking to you and don't even know you Tinker.
Well, y'all, I can tell y'all is
Trika the Taurus.
This shit about to get.
Hold on a minute, Trika, before you say something. Let me get my daddy on here. Hold on.
Oh, man.
Get my daddy on here. Goodness gracious.
Man, some of the shit you say is really uncalled for. Now, why would you do such a thing?
He told me not to talk to you. I can't talk to you right now.
Oh, okay. Well, who is your daddy? Shit. Tell me who your daddy is so I can talk to him.
Fuck him.
He has to call on. Hold on a minute.
Man,
who your daddy is?
Some
daddy?
Shit you ought to just... I'm trying to figure it out. Who your daddy, Madman, at the car wash? He told... Madman, your daddy gone. You can
I'm gonna
come
call
back.
Him. Hold on. He told me don't talk to you.
Madman, okay. And was
that Madman said his daddy got this splah. Got this splah.
Don't worry about it, sweetheart. Don't worry about it. This that splah.
Oh.
This that splah. Splah.
That's about the dumbest shit I ever heard.
Hey, dog, this that splah. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, dog. When you get when under the influence of that splah.
Yeah, when Trika was saying it, man, every time, it was so dumb, it was funny.
Don't worry about it, sweetheart. Don't worry about it. That's blah. Yeah. Hey, Flop, if you get under the influence with that splah, the tongue got to touch from the top of the mouth and come down to the bottom real slow. You got to take the tongue down from the top to the bottom real slow. Splah.
Oh, let me get Bub on here.
That's what I told you, man.
Come on, man.
Happens when you're under the influence of that other shit.
Come on, man.
Let him talk behind his back. Gotta talk to him face to face.
Hey, y'all, I'm gonna tell y'all something. Flop in the background trying to check his tone. He's trying to see if he do it.
You goddamn right, Trika. I done did it. I'm convinced. I done passed the test. I know I gotta go on this shit.
It's got locked.
Hey, Tim.
I can't do it.
Tim, you say, yes, you can. Try it a little slower. Put the tongue to the top.
Slow
and
it
let
down,
it sit
dog.
Behind your front teeth.
You got to stress that S, that
Trika. I got to go on mute, Tim. Why you got to go on mute, Tim?
Here we go.
Here we go, y'all. Here we go, y'all. Tell me who's finna come on now. He go to the show. Tell me who's finna come on now.
Skin, they didn't call it.
That's
AOC. Show
Lee. Show Lee.
Hey, Lee.
That's the man himself, dog.
Say
the man himself.
Say
you got to call him Shep. Hey, Big Keisha. I mean, damn, Big Keisha. Big Trigger, you got to call him Chef Lee. You can't call him Lee. You got to call him Chef Lee.
That's Mr. Corgo. Okay. Mr. Corgo, tell me how to say spla real slow.
Spla. He's nuts.
Damn, Chef kind of got it,
hey,
he kind of got it.
Hey, kids, two hands up, keep them up.
Oh, man, good knees.
Man, I mean, he had me crying when he did that shit. I tell you, I was crying in real life.
I played it, and Kid took it to another level. Because when Kid said some stuff, he just sounds so stupid.
Good knees. Oh, shit. Keep your hands in the air. I said, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Please, y'all.
You really got to listen. You got to listen.
Oh, shit.
Two hands up, keep them up.
Yeah. Good knees.
I'm back.
You're a kid.
Kid is stupid, man.
Hey, Flop. As soon as you start to play, he's talking about, oh, shit. Like he finna shake something.
Kid,
oh shit!
Hey,
let me get on the booty.
Kid to fuck his bankroll off in the strip club if they play that.
Good knees.
Tell him keep him up.
He like me. He ain't going no damn strip club. Throwing no money away. Oh, so we just go out there and buy it. We gonna do that.
Mm-hmm. $40 holler, baby.
Yeah. We're gonna go in there and buy one beer and sit at the bar while y'all spend about $3,000 or $4,000 making it rain. Me and Key gonna be over looking at the same thing y'all looking at.
Hey Flop, I'm doing the good knees challenge tomorrow, Flop. I'm gonna put that shit on Facebook tomorrow. I'm gonna do that there.
Trigger, your big fat ass couldn't even get back up if you got out.
Hey dog, you don't want bet, man. I do a soft bet.
I got to keep my hands up
because I like the splah to go slow. And always you can make the splah go
oh,
slow,
man.
You can stay low.
Two hands up, keep them up.
You're shaking.
Yes, sir. You're shaking. Good news.
That's all right. Keep shaking. That's that splur that's shaking.
Oh, okay.
Ain't nowhere.
Trigger carrying that.
You all in the back of that. She can't get it.
Is it true that you're supposed to be auctioning off them white pants? I'm just asking.
Now, look at this. Tim House ain't going to say nothing like that. Now, come on, Tim.
See, he can't even respond right now.
Come on, man. I know Tim ain't with that touching himself, man. Come on, Tim.
Tim gonna have it. Tim gonna wonder why the sheet stuck to his thigh.
Your phone gonna be sticky.
He gonna fall asleep and wake up and wonder why the sheet stuck to his thighs.
Oh, man.
He got his knee pads on. Come on, bro.
Hey, you wonder, is Tim over there doing the challenge, the good knees challenge?
Hey, y'all heard from Brother D? Because I think Brother D must be mad with me. I ain't heard of him in a couple of days, man.
Damn. Don't get Brother D to hit the one button. Let him stay where he at now. Let him stay where he at now. Don't let him hit the one button. Let him stay where he at. He on here, but let him stay where he at. Don't let him hit the one button. Yes, sir.
Two hands up.
Let me see. I knew it. Uh-oh, Trigger fell off. How Trigger fell off? That Tim House fell off. They can call back, though. We got room.
Uh-oh, dog. Is that coincidence or what?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man.
Brother Z done hit the one button, and Trigger done fell off. Now, I told y'all not to tell him. He was okay. Y'all should have left him alone.
Mm-hmm.
Now he over. Him and Tim. Now Tim House back. He didn't got. He fell off and came back.
I didn't know where it fell off.
Yeah. Well, Dio, Trickling made him hit the one button. He was okay. He was over there being quiet. Tim House, you back over, Tim House.
Yes, sir. But Madman on. He just, you can hear me? Yeah.
Yes, brother. He was looking for Trump.
Looking for Trump?
Yeah.
Looking for Trump for?
Because they say he won't go to jail. He's going to go handle him his damn self.
Don't mess with him until he put his candidacy up. Cause me and Matt
did.
Got a bet on him. I had bet Matt that doggone it, he wasn't going to jail.
Yeah, so he's gonna handle that. Got to handle all the business.
Oh man,
now, brother D,
not the
brother
Donald,
D the one,
not the Donald Crook.
Hey, brother D. Hey, brother D the one, but he probably was talking on mute because I ain't heard nothing. He ain't said nothing yet. He probably over there on mute, don't even know it. You know, they on mute, don't know it. Hey, Carl! Buddy!
Oh, man.
Nah, I'm here, my brother.
I'm here, my brother.
I had a rough day in the truck today, dog.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Get your rest, man. You sound kind of tired. Get your rest, that's fine. Get your rest.
She went to work.
Hey, somebody called. She fell off and didn't call back.
Hey, Brother D, they say they doubt
on,
what
brother.
You're saying. I know you promised me, but I said they said they doubt.
Hey, brother, we don't want to say the name right now. Yeah, hey, Brother D. Yeah. Okay, because he definitely is going.
That man.
Like I said it. Yeah, he going.
Just,
like I said, all the due process of law has to take place. Now it's funny because I'm looking at some of the data here. It's never been done. This is ahead of pace, at least a year and a half ahead of pace. And the purpose of it is, it's. I mean, he's thinking one way, but it's not going to save him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The only thing it says, you remember the movie Shawshank Redemption? I know you've seen that movie before, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing gonna save him. He'd be a warden. Mm-hmm. You don't want to play the warden role when they're saving.
My.
I told y'all you're looking for Trump. I told you.
Brother D.
Yeah.
I told Brother Dog D. That you would come and get ready to come on out of there. I gave him the exact date, too.
We're going to go to the exact date.
But you know,
what, bro, Tim, the more they doubt it, I faced all that, years ago when she showed up. They said she looked good. But, I mean, it's a beauty. How fast can he go? We got a young man in the Detroit area. So he hope or somebody with a beauty step in him. So, how fast can how fast is they expected to go? So, period. We out there in
jail. Well, you can't get no race parts because the store closed up. The auto parts still closed up.
Yeah,
she got no more Buick stuff.
Yeah.
In the
T League. You get in the T League and get in the area where you belong and play with them boys down there.
I don't want them to get too excited, kid. Let him know the parts store is already closed up on
him. Mm-hmm.
If you need something for a Buick, you call Leon. All right, the FPK. Get it all right there.
Yeah, KQ might have something to help us out, though, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't be looking in the junkyard for no race bars, D.
That's all you need.
Well, but you know, Buick never had race cars nowhere. They just had smart people that worked with the car. You know,
they got
the brain thing with Buick. You could be a moron with a Chevrolet and make it go fast. It was a brain with a Buick to make it run decent. You know, so there's a difference going fast and running decent. Chevrolet run fast, Buick just run decent.
Yeah.
See, Tim, mm-hmm. It's all General Motors. All the people should ride on each other.
So that means you can have a Chevrolet timing chain?
Yeah, you can have a Chevrolet cam in there.
Oh. Hey, but Tim, did they not put Buick heads on the Chevrolet block? Did they put Buick heads on the Chevrolet block?
Yeah.
You know, the whole thing in a nutshell, bro, Tim, sometimes we just talk things that we think in place of things that we know. You know, if a person tells you that their room is blue and the ceiling is white, but you've never been in their house, the combination of colors just don't match up. But they told you they need it, so why would you have the right to deny them or what they said? If they said it, you should accept it as what they said until you see different. Yeah, I go back to my attorney. He told him I couldn't change the oil. You know, one young man said, General Motors gonna spend millions and millions of dollars, and this cuckabug gonna rewrite oil. Who is he?
Cause
how
I think
he gonna do something?
Hey Tim, I took some Porsche heads off a Porsche and put them on my Volkswagen, and it ran damn good. Sure did.
Wow.
I know a guy, man, in that town got some Pontiac heads on a Buick block. I mean, some real natural products, not no fake tissues. I mean, real product is. Yeah.
They make some Murphy
lost
cheese.
Anything can wheel.
Yeah.
You got a Murphy lost it.
Lust with General Motors. They're interchangeable.
Watch this here, bro. Tim. Murphy lost anything that can go wrong wheel, right? So in order for it to go wrong, that means it. Now let's do some little common thinking for a minute. In order for it to go wrong, it had to be doing something else first, didn't it? It had to be going right first in order to go wrong, didn't it?
Well, you're right. Okay, I agree with that.
Yeah. So to tell me what I can't do, it's nonsense. Who are you to tell
me
what I can't do?
When I
you
came
need to continue transmission
from
my
list.
Decision.
I said when I first came on the show today, they asked me if I had a list. I said, I'm going to ask, Brother D, you got a list, Brother D, that Buick been mistreated, talked about, lied on? You got a list.
Now, this list consists of what, Brother Tim? List of people you want to raise, your ranking list. How the hell you do that?
Oh, not the ranking. Where's Kid when I need him?
There you go. Yeah. I'm pretty sure you gave him a good list.
Kimo said he don't care nothing about your list. D. Put him at the top.
Yeah, man. Uh-huh. You look at who you're talking about. We only talking about Kimo. He got a force get a car.
No,
damn. That's what he needs to do. He needs to get a car.
Kimo ain't been bothering y'all,
man.
I get text messages all day long for the last 4 days. He's been coming in shooting his little shots.
Mm-hmm.
But Kimo reminded me of the man sitting on the passenger side, hollering at the fine girl walking street, baby, you want a ride? And I'm like, Adele, give it. Ain't that what you doing, getting a ride?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he reminded me.
You got a point, yeah.
Yeah, that's Kimo for you, man. Hey, man. Everything come in due season. In due season.
Hey, Willie Dawg. We got a special guest.
Yeah, what's up?
We got Kimo. We got Chemo on here to defend himself. We got Chemo on here.
Yeah. Come on with it, Key. Chemo, y'all ain't did no more than Chemo done did.
But that's not, dog. You ain't
saying much when
you say that, dog.
I'm just saying, y'all ain't
did
no more than
Chemo
than
did. Yeah.
But, dog, dog.
Here we have. Here we have. We showed up with a car.
Uh-oh.
We have been seen.
Chemo, we just going to cut straight to the case. When the Buick come out, you say he got everything in drag racing. Everything is.
Man, come on.
About 98%.
Why didn't you call me when you got 100%?
He got to first get 100%. He got to get 10%. He got to get 10%.
Tim, I'll call you back, man. You guys ain't got nothing to do. This man ain't talking about nothing.
Oh, Lord.
That man got to get a car first. That man don't even have a car.
Chemo.
Come on, man. I tell you all the time.
Chemo has left the building.
That man got a nigga behind in a rambling man. Well, most of the time when you have not, that's what you do. I keep telling you, bro, Tim, that man don't have nothing but a naked behind and a remnant man. Only why people keep saying that man got a car.
A naked behind and a remnant man.
That's why he chose the name the Joker. Yeah, a remnant man, that's all that man got. No more and no less. If we would add on, we would add to the less.
Who chains are Black Plague?
That man, just like
Black
you said, that man,
I like Black Plague. Make sure you watch
what you say, Brother D. You got Junior on the phone. He going to protect you. You know that now. Watch out, D. Watch yourself now.
You must have been here.
That man
is just like the old saying, bro, Tim. Bro, dog know it.
I'm listening.
Two drip drops in the bucket. Drip, drop, and he, bro, dog know it.
Y'all gonna brother be throwing low blows today, boy. Flag on the plate.
Yeah, know the rest. It is what it is.
We wanted to make sure you was on the phone. On the real, no, yeah, we don't want to talk about
it. Let him shoot at me, you know.
Man, he ain't
most time I let him shoot at me. I done made up my mind that I'm just not talking. I tried to say too much, you know. But sometimes I'm about to come over here and defend yourself. Four men that don't ever defend themselves.
Smart right on the plate.
It's the truth on the plate.
Wait.
Come on, Mooch.
Junior just run Chemo off the show. He gone.
Chemo said y'all ain't talking about that, man. Chemo said y'all wasn't talking about that.
You never talking about nothing when you talking about the Joker. It's never nothing. You never ever talking about anything. But you just tell, you know, most people that tell jokes don't be talking about anything.
He's a joke. He's dreaming up a big block with twin turbo. He's dreaming for everything in drag race.
What y'all lying about? Junior on the phone. It's the truth. When you saying what Chemo does.
Brother D just run Chemo off the phone. We got Junior on because we didn't want to talk behind his back. And then all of a sudden, now Junior don't want to say that. Brother D in charge right now.
I've been gone for several days.
I've been gone for several days.
Yeah, we told him that you said, Chemo, Mr. Buick got everything in drag racing. Y'all playing. I ain't got time to be on the phone. I'm gone now. Now, first he come right on. Soon as we said he got everything in drag racing, now he got to go. I ain't got time to talk right now.
Yeah,
y'all
but Tim, I keep telling you, you're a part of the problem. You wait till it's snowing around. Now you talking about everything and go.
Oh, goddamn.
It's dog's fault.
I understand that, but you repeating it, though. Hey, can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question, Tim Out? Can I ask you a question, Tim Out?
Yes,
if
sir.
Something is Brother B fault and I repeat it, who fault is it then?
Still Brother B.
Oh, man, I guess I got to say this shit slow so I won't have to say it no more. I'm saying real slow.
Mm-hmm.
If something is Brother D's fault, and then I go and repeat the shit, whose fault is it then?
Yours.
When you're talking about T-Moore Jr., it's a little horse of a different color, though. You know,
Is my brother. He just keeps repeating stuff. Why are you repeating that? Everything in drag. You sound like Mudbone when he come on here talking about what you want to do with it, dog. I hear you, Brother D. This ain't your fight. Get out of there. Hey.
Okay, boy. Here's what I gotta go. Oh, here's what I gotta go. Hold on, boy. I gotta tell you something, boy. You know, I gotta talk to Prince for a minute. You know, everybody on the show, I want everybody to hear this. You know, sometimes when you do things out of order, you have to apologize and get things right in order. And Saturday, I believe you and I was having a discussion, and I said some things to you that I know was out of order. I went to read the law book, and the law book said that I owe $250 in fine that had to be paid before the 18th. So look at your cash app; it'll be coming your way. I just had to apologize to the prince. You know, they said we afraid the prince. But do things. You did it in front of everybody, so you got to apologize to the person in front of everybody. Please accept my apology.
Hey, man, this is recorded, man. Don't be doing it.
Accept my apology, prince.
Did somebody say mudbone? See what I'm saying? Hey, Willie Dog, I need you to know Tim House is part of the problem. He always repeating garbage.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. He's going to bring up some garbage now. We know that. That's automatic.
And I want the panel to know, because like Brother D said, this is the day of confessions. We're going to all confess. I think we should all confess like that DJD. I'm finna confess before they say I'm sucking your weenie, Willie Dog.
I agree with everything you say and everything that you do,
but you are exactly right. It's a time and place for everything, man. Nobody want to hear that garbage.
You guys
come up with this garbage, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You got to be having a serious conversation. You can be talking about the Lord and somebody come in with a joke. You don't supposed to do that. Not really. Can't nobody tell you what to do.
Oh, man. Here we go. Yo, we're taking over.
But press ball in. Press ball in. Kimo came in with a joke when he came with a race car. He came in with a joke.
He's part of the damn problem, too. He's part of the problem, but I'm just trying to – we got this little small circle, and I didn't really want to tell everybody because we on the national show. But it'd be me, Brother D, Mr. Tim Howe, Lee, Scrap. You know, we got this little circle, man. And we can't be having no damn fools in the circle, man. You got to slow down.
Oh, we can't never have Kimo no more in life.
Yeah, y'all go. Yeah, y'all go. We let him take over the show.
Somebody say
mudbone.
Somebody say
mudbone. Hey, man. See, faggot ass mad, man. See, we tried to put him in the group, but he want to be a weed head crip. So we leave him out for a little while.
But they didn't want to sit my way, so I had to leave them alone.
We trying to form an up north alliance, and I'm trying to tell these people, man, we got to get on the same thing, man. Some of these people probably got their problems.
Oh, man.
Did you land the ones off that part of the problem, sir?
Hey, Willie Dawg, look at your cash out. Cause I got to pay a fine for these guys that keep talking this bullshit about the North and the South. Man, let y'all do what y'all want to do. We're going to do what we do, and we're going to come together and do whatever the fuck we're going to do. Stop worrying about it. I don't give a damn what the South doing, man. I don't care what y'all doing, man. Just give me some of that sweet potato pie when I come down there. I want to get all this bullshit.
Yeah.
They give me some of that home-style cooking, man, and y'all come up here and get some of this North Frozen shit. If y'all want some of it, we're going to try.
Cooking some of this frozen.
Oh, man.
Hey, you gonna come down there and get some of that southern fried shit. Y'all come up here and get this cold shit, man. All our shit is freezing. It's cold up here, man. Shit.
Uh-oh, man got problems.
These guys got to realize. Hey, what is y'all? These guys got to realize.
Yeah.
Y'all got more cars than us down there. Y'all race more than us. I mean, y'all weather better than ours. We just got to sit on down, man, unless we want to move down there.
You better quit staring at this game before you get in trouble.
They got to realize. Willie Dawg, I think y'all get in trouble every day, so fuck it. I ain't going to stop now.
Hey, Willie Dawg.
Hey, Willie Dawg, they call it whatever they want to call it, dawg. Whoever you like, and they happen to be from down there, that's who you like. Whoever I like, if they up here, they going to say I'm favoring the North. Man, fuck all that. You like who the SPC. Now, I got one more other question. I got a question because you an older cat on the phone. You an OG. You an OG, as Bub say. You an OG. You the godfather. I got a question for you because you might be the only person on the phone. I got a question for you, Willie Dawg.
Come on, Willie.
Hey, Willie Dawg. When you around the block and you in the neighborhood, when you in the neighborhood and all that where you grew up at, and it happened to be if it's from the South, didn't you find you a girl and married her from up South? Did you come way up north and say, man, I can't get no girl down South. Let me go up north and find a girl, and I'm going to marry her. I mean, I'm not understanding. So if that's the case, then you're paying favoritism because why you ain't marry somebody from up north? Why you had to marry that girl that live in your neighborhood? I need to know. All these pretty girls up north, why did you marry a girl from down there? The closest get the mostest. They need to understand. I need you to write that down, Willie Dawg. The closest
Are you trying to say the women down there ain't pretty?
No, I'm trying to say that y'all some damn fools. Because if Willie Dawg give motherfucker the bad a week from down south, because that's where the fuck he sees, that's where he at. The closest get the mostest. If the closest is the most popular or whatever the fuck slogan y'all want to come up with, that's what it is. They need to know, Willie Dawg, on your show. They need to know.
And I met up the Cub one time. Show it is. Come out, gave yourself the bat.
I'm back with it, dog. Yeah, they need to know.
Yeah,
they need to come on here. Whoever they think the bat is, they need to get a bat. If they want to keep getting them with bat north, get
you the bat. You the bat. You the bat.
Hey, Madman, should you get rid of flop? I mean,
they didn't say a goddamn thing. When Trick Elite came over here week after week and said Tony Vines was the best.
No.
They said, goddamn.
Yeah, you got one in
there. They didn't get mad at her. But I'm tired of hearing all this Willie Dawg playing favoritism. This guy, they down south this, and they invented this, and they started making us run.
Yeah, but is that fact? You said you want to.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Is that fact? I know. That's why
I'm dealing with facts. Okay. Let me tell you what the fact is. The fact is that it was said. Say it wasn't said.
Okay.
Say it wasn't said. The fact is
it was said
that the South don't never give no credit to the North. So if it was South, that would be a fact, wouldn't it, Willie Dog? Would that be a fact or would that be fiction? I mean, no.
Yeah, that'd be a fact.
That's
a
goddamn
fact.
So that's the fact that I'm saying. I'm saying y'all worried about the wrong shit. Willie Dog has told y'all 95,000 times, whoever you want to talk about or salute, get your ass on here and say your mama. You can say your mama if you want to. My mama is the best. You entitled to your opinion.
How many of them do it, Shorty? How many of them do it, Shorty?
And I hear Detrick Lee talking about.
Give chance to talk, man. Other people want to talk to.
He's not that popular, Willie Dog.
Hey,
why y'all didn't mention him?
And they
better get his ass out there and get popular.
They said that's the dumbest thing since sliced bread. I did that, Skin, and they told me that don't make drunk sense. I did that.
Well, you do a lot of things that don't make drunk
sense. No,
No.
You know why? You know why you did? You know why they said that? Because first of all, you probably came on here and said, the bear of the week is chemo. And everybody know chemo ain't raised nobody. So you did was the dumbest shit in the world. That was the dumbest shit in the world that you could have said if you said that. That's what I'm saying. But see, if they was doing something, they can be there. Because you saw them doing something.
Fresh.
The more people
Fresh.
Probably
Fresh.
Saw it, but that don't mean
Oh, wait a minute, Fresh.
Yes, sir.
Fresh.
Yes, sir.
Fresh.
Yes, sir. Yes,
please
yes,
forgive me, Press. Please forgive me, Press. I know it's against order to interrupt the press when he's speaking, but Brother Tim told the truth when he named Chemo the Bear. He told the truth.
What his name is, Brother D. What's your name?
That's Press. Press Ball.
I got one more name, a.k.a. Your Highness. A.K.A. Your Majesty. Now ask the people in Detroit now.
We have to give him the utmost respect, dog.
But I know I'm not supposed to correct the press, but I just want to let the press know that Brother Tim did name Chemo right when he named him the Bear. The Bear,
oh, man.
The Gorilla, the Monkey.
Hey, man.
I need you to elaborate on that. What do you mean
he's
the Bear? I need to know. The Bear of what?
He want to make the show all about him. I ain't flop. I ain't.
Hey,
Carl, why Madman be so goddamn jealous? When he was running the Petty Mafia show, ain't nobody said shit. You over there running them motherfuckers, motherfucker.
Right.
I ain't said nothing.
Yep. You show sure right.
Sit your little high ass down and get high. And don't worry about what's going on over here. Now, this show been going on for a nice little time.
Hey, Tim
Everybody
House.
Been doing what they doing.
Tim House.
Now, I come on here to put some excitement to it, and you mad, man. Stop being so goddamn mad.
Tim House.
Goddamn.
Tim House, why don't you position before this co-sign? Man, this nigga's going to get somebody else.
You better get somebody on the phone with COVID, man.
Emphysema, man.
If y'all was smoking what I was smoking, y'all wouldn't be saying that. Well, whatever you smoking, you need to start smoking it. It's about to get
Lord, have mercy.
All that coughing gives ass oxygen deprivation. That's what get him high.
Flop, you stop using them big ass words so we know what the hell you said. Yeah, because you fucked me up with them, that dog.
All that coughing take the air out of his brain. All that coughing take the air out of his brain, and that's what make him high.
Lord, how much?
Oh, shit. Well, I'm going to stop smoking and just start coughing.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying, dog? He want to make it all about him. I'm just letting him go. Go ahead. Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Golly.
I can't make it all about me, Skin, because you is the second best racer out of Chicago. You up on the drag.
Yes,
you know?
I heard that, man.
So I'm going back on mute and let you do your thing and make a fool out of these damn fools that like to sit here and listen to you. Go ahead. Oh, Lord.
You like to listen to me, too? Hey, dog. He talking about y'all's a damn fool for listening to me, but he called me at 6 o'clock in the morning. The first motherfucker called me talking about what you got to say, Prince. I said, damn, dog. I mean, man, let me see.
Man, get them on, man. Get them out. Get them guys on with your lying ass.
You be calling early in the morning on the goddamn phone. We been on this goddamn phone 12. Man, we been on this phone 13 motherfucking hours. Nigga. Fuck is you talking about? We been on this 13, 14 hours, motherfucker.
Now, what man, you didn't get on at 5:30.
You said what? You said what, man?
I said, you right.
Big trick you know what I'm saying? No motherfucker talking, dog. But this man, motherfucker going to talk about it. I'm making
it. The room came in there and snatched out of there. The room came in there and got it.
That's why I don't never take over the show, dog. Because this faggot motherfucker like mad, man. I always got something to say. Mute his shit.
Mm-hmm. And I know why.
Knowledge. You got a goddamn hype coming on here talking about some goddamn. You making it about him. You jealous, motherfucker.
You're trying to get away knowledge. That shit costs too much money. We can't
give
you some
knowledge. Well, fuck that. They paid for it when they let me win. They shouldn't have let me win. They paid for it already. That began to knock. They paid for it.
Oh, bags upside.
Kid seen a lot of this shit firsthand. Kid seen a lot of this shit firsthand, man.
Kid don't know nobody but Don Carlin.
You don't say nothing when kid put all that knowledge on Facebook and sending me messages and shit. You don't say shit to
me.
I'll be learning.
Thing. This morning when he said you're 33 years old and you're that stupid and all that old shit and the goddamn alcohol is a terrible thing and the motherfucker was on alcohol, dog shouldn't let him on the show and all that old shit. You ain't said a goddamn thing.
Oh, Lord.
He was just keeping it real. You keep it real.
They said they had a goddamn. What? They said they had a goddamn hype, an alkaholic, all kind of shit on the phone last night. They said dog had a show with all alcoholic, cocaine. Now that was the kid told me. Kid told me the show was so fucked up. Kid told me the show was so fucked up. Dog betted somebody $500. And told him, you ain't even got to pay. Just give me a hamburger when you're cheating. Hey, that shit show was so fucked up that the motherfucker drunk.
Folks out, dude.
Made skin
to
the DP man, and he wasn't even on the phone. Right.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. They said the man was so drunk, he made skin the DP man, and skin didn't even hit a goddamn lock yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dog said, motherfucker, you just made skin the DP man. And then the man cussed me the fuck out. Dog says, you know what? Don't even fuck skin up, man. Just give me a pork chop when you see me.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm lying, yes, dog gonna straighten me now. Oh, I'm like Tony Bynes. Dog gonna straighten me. I'm Tony Bynes now. Dog gonna straighten me if I'm lying. You gonna straighten
me. Straighten me.
Good. Now, when Tony Bynes come over here and be on this motherfucker 2 hours talking about the same shit.
Stop sending them doggone pork chops
and
saying
and
you
be,
got
and we be all
laughing
and shit. I don't never hear that motherfucker madman say nothing to Tony Bynes. You scared of Tony Bynes, you punk motherfucker.
Yep.
He grew a race of the year.
He used to make a 2 hour segment about Jamie. He used to make a 2 hour set, and it was funny, too. I ain't gonna tell no lie. I like his shit. I ain't hear
What I do, Skin?
You hung up?
Yeah.
Well, hang up when I'm doing
it,
motherfucker. You don't like it.
So you ain't never been Grudge Race of the Year 13 times straight. Maybe that's the rule of saying that to him. You can change. You always hear me say the Tony Bynes room
203. But I'm gonna say this. Hold on. But let me say something that people been saying and that people might be scared to say. Tony Vines has been the grudge racer of the year, whatever many times you say it. But that was only from the South. The North ain't acknowledge him as no motherfucking drag racer of the year.
No.
What the fuck is you talking about?
You were the nation
I've
grudge
racer. I've probably been the grand racer. The drag racer. I've probably been the drag racer of the year.
Tell
him,
kid.
20 motherfucking times or 30 times, motherfucker.
Tell him, kid. He was a nation drag racer.
Hey,
he was the nation.
You a lying motherfucker. Who sanctioned that?
That's
that?
Dog. We got the Godfather on here right now.
Okay,
the Godfather is
but
the
hold
nation.
On. Dog, hold on. I'm not saying that dog ain't the Godfather. He the Godfather down south. The Godfather here might have said I was the grudge racer for 30 years straight. What the fuck is you talking about?
No, they ain't never said it, though.
Hello?
They just said you were second behind
track. Wake your punk ass up, nigga. Wake your punk ass. Hey, I'm going to bet you this. I don't know how old kid is, but ever since he was 40 years old, I bet he been hearing my name ringing in Chicago Street, motherfucker.
Yeah, but see, Tony Bond name was ringing all around
about?
The world. All around the world.
Man, you a lying motherfucker. It was ringing. Might have been ringing around the world, but it ain't been ringing that long. It ain't been ringing no 37 years, motherfucker. You a lying, pussy, faggot, nasty motherfucker. You a lying.
Damn.
Only reason your name was ringing is because you went out there racing.
That man's name ain't been ringing no 37. You a lying, pussy, nasty motherfucker. Whoever said it, a lying bitch.
Hey, dog. Hey, dog. You mad
what
at me, and
about?
I know why. You mad at me, and I know
I've
why.
I've been kicking ass since I was a teenager, motherfucker. Raping motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. No,
now,
no, since you was 11. You was 11.
Tony
Vance
probably
since
won
you was 11.
30 million races more than me. I bet you he ain't won more money than me. He ain't winning no money. He racing for $300. Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga. The fuck is you talking about? Why you sucking dick? Suck a real dick, motherfucker.
Mad at me.
Suck a dick
not
to get
the
that money.
Hey,
suck a dick to get that money,
hey,
motherfucker.
Hey,
I ain't taking nothing from Tony
Bond.
Me and
kid know why you mad. Me and kid know why you mad.
And he ain't never raced for more than me. He ain't never had a pot big as mine. And he ain't never
I
want to
make it all about him.
And all the
want to make it all about him.
Motherfucker.
All about
now.
Him.
Make it about
all about
now, tell Tony Vines I said
the
motherfucking Jerry Court. Now, let me tell you something, though. Man, hang this punk motherfucker up, man.
I told you, dog. He mad at me. He mad at me. And Mickey Leon won Grudge Race up the other year.
Hey,
man.
Hey, man, you can tell when motherfuckers get in their feelings, they'll come on the show. He'll come on the show and say, what you got to race me with? Man, that don't mean shit, man. We just stating the facts. We stating the motherfucking facts. Motherfucker, I don't have nothing
that's
to
right.
race
you'll take that
I don't got nothing against him. Yeah, if he go get a new car, I'll beat his motherfucking ass. I'm going to see if he can let the trans break go on that. I'll beat the fuck out of Tony Vine. I don't give no fuck about no Tony Vine, no Trigger Man, no Mario, no... I don't give no fuck about them, man. Come on, no racing. Beat the fuck out of them, man. I don't
so,
have no
you
like they got. Yeah, right. That's right. I didn't want to put that out there. I know they got show record. Go back and listen.
I don't know, though. I think Mr. B might be a little better than you.
No,
I think Mr. B might be a little
better. I just want to pick
them off. I ain't going to lie. I got a check. They text me 2 weeks. Hold on. I ain't
hey,
friends
man.
With nobody. I'm going to tell you
hey,
something
man.
To text. Hold
I'm
on.
I'm choking up this ice cream. Hey, man, hold on. I'm choking on this ice cream. Oh, Lord, that face. This shit just turned into sherbet, man. Oh. Man, Benny, beat your
ice cream. Y'all crazy for
hey,
real.
Man. Okay, I'm through with that. Now, what you say, man? Man? Ah!
Who better than me? What you say?
They say, tell him Mr. B better than him.
Hey, Steve, what's so funny about that, Steve? Steve, what's so funny about that?
Wait, I got to kiss my brother. Okay. Now, you want to know what's so funny about that? What is that?
Yes.
That's just like me saying, Jeremiah better than you, Willie Dog.
Oh, no.
I got it now, Skin. Hey, you remember
a
guy came on the phone and said, who the most popular Willie Dog? Me or Skin? He said, man, Skin, man, stop it.
Come on, over here.
Oh, man. Man, let me eat this.
See, that's why I don't like
man.
When you take
man,
over the show,
man.
That's why I don't like when you take over the
Hold
show.
On,
everybody
man,
else get quiet.
Oh, man.
Right, Wilson, stop it, man.
Hey, Willie Dog. Hey, Willie Dog. Hey, Willie Dog.
Yo.
Trickleek a better racer than you, Willie Dog. Willie Dog, you ain't shit. Hey. Trickleek a better racer than you.
Stop it, man. Stop it, man.
Are you laughing
hey,
now? No, they going to get you on the morning.
So
you laughing now?
Hey, drink
a
better race
than
you,
dog. I ain't got to call you at 6 in the morning. They're going to start waking me up about 5:40. Mm-hmm.
Hey, but guess what I learned, though? And Willie Dog noticed
what?
To be true. And if it ain't, he going to scrape me. He going to scrape me now. Hey,
Willie
Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They can call whoever the fuck they want to call. But guess what? Ain't a damn thing they can do about it. Keep your ass on up there. Hey, ain't a damn thing they can do about what I said. What you gonna do? You gotta beat me though. Get to the line and whoop my ass then. That's all you gotta do. Go up there.
That's what you keep on doing. You doing?
Man, these guys figuring the fuck out of me. It might be something in this ice cream that I'm eating.
I'm free,
it's dairy free. Hey,
yeah,
it's dairy free. I'm going to tell you the ice cream I'm eating. It's a romaine raspberry. It's dairy free.
Romaine raspberry.
Soberto. Y'all go buy some of this.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. I'll take a picture of it and send it to you. You tell me if I can read or not. Mm-hmm. Good, too. It got to be something in it. Tell me some more jokes, man. Come on.
Hey, Jesse James, they'll call it, call back at 12 o'clock and see whether they're going to Florida or not to lock that race in.
I don't know, man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Call back at 12. What's going to happen?
Oh, man.
Hey, man, can I eat the rest of this ice cream? Uh-oh. Somebody just sent me a text.
Oh, man, not the Baskin and Robbins.
What they got them pine cone, baby?
The Jesse James fine. They didn't give a damn about that car they were trying to lock in.
Say what, man?
Jesse James, he didn't give a damn about that car they were trying to lock in. If Bub said lock them in, lock their ass in.
Come on, man. We were having a serious conversation.
That's what, hey.
You talking about
the man said people on the morning show know what I'm talking about.
You talking about the call last night?
Yep. They say that they're going to call them back at 12 o'clock and let them know if they're going to be there that time they can get it on. And if so, to stop that in. So
Did they ever call him back?
I don't know. That's what I was trying to find out.
Oh, okay.
It's almost 12 midnight. They ain't made that call yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jesse Jane, you ever say they might go down to Florida?
Yeah, they had a few things to try to figure out, and they was going, if they figured them out, they was going to fuck Cal City Cal up, cause something about Cal City Cal, Chuck, and somebody else.
That's major.
And the owner of the car said he don't give a poot about him.
That's amazing.
Supposed to get a little snow tomorrow in Chicago, too.
Yeah, they say it was snowing in Indiana already, and somewhere in Springfield.
Stop the cap.
Chuck and... It said Chuck and Cal, City Cal, is a bunch of cities.
I like Cal City if it happens.
We
already lost lock, me and you.
Yeah.
Cal City new now.
Bub in the Monte Carlo.
Come on, man. Come on, man. We're having a good conversation. Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man.
You had the same race.
No,
we're
that's what
last night.
They
said
they
don't give a
poot
about some people, man.
Man, ain't no way in the world. Bub, James Black, man, I'm going nowhere close to talk about my race.
They didn't give a poop about them.
They got James
back on this morning. They said they're going to call James Mack back by 12 o'clock, but you said the call ain't never made it back.
Man, I'm back.
I was telling them about the race. James Blackham this morning about the Cal City Cal dude.
Oh, yeah, he said he'll whoop Chuck and he'll whoop Cal City Cal. Told you, dog.
But they ain't called D&D name. D&D tore his ass up.
Nah, he don't take him to follow over Cal City.
And he better not see it.
Tyler Hines will whoop. Tommy Hines is hooking Mike Tyson, too.
Well, they got them James back yet.
They probably sleep. You know, they're doing a show early in the morning.
I get him on this motherfucker. That motherfucker ain't sleep. You lying motherfucker. Hold on. I'm going to get him on. If James Black run Cal City, I like James Black. Man, we on the goddamn show. They say you ain't called back, goddamn it. You was talking about racing somebody in Florida.
Who said that?
Where y'all at, man?
Yeah.
Man. There goes James Black right there.
Johnny Black.
Yo.
I told these folks, you said this morning, give a poot about no, what's the name, Cal City Cal.
What about him? Cal City Cal? No, we don't give a poot damn about Cal City Cal.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, man. What the fuck?
Who the fuck is Cal City Cal, man? Don't tell me it's that, what is it, red, burgundy?
I'm gone, man.
Man, don't nobody care about nothing Mopar.
Now, y'all heard it from the man himself.
Your man tried to rock out last night, 105.
Look, this is what we're going to
call that wind noise.
This cow for the cow.
Who all got all that wind noise, man?
Weed.
Who the hell smoking weed? This is what we're going to do, Cow City Cow, because it sounded like Bub had rattled your the box over there. I'm going to say next week sometime.
Cow City Cow. Hold up. Cow City Cow. Cow City Cow on.
Yeah.
I'm on.
Cow City Cow. Soon as I get hold of this truck next week. But everybody know I've been having problems with this truck problem, man. It sounded yesterday I heard Bub kind of rattle to a snake a little bit. But no, we don't give two fucks about them. I mean, I ain't call them out, but we ain't worried about no dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Well, we don't give a damn about them. But I don't want to go lock nothing in. I ain't got to ride down there. I don't want to ask nobody. But if I get my truck next week, like I supposed to, we definitely going to lock you in. Okay. I'll be waiting.
Ooh.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I've been waiting for a girl like you to come
to
my
life.
A whole lot of pumps.
Yeah.
Hey, Willie Dawg.
The cow's gonna run. You know,
Willie Dawg.
By you being a man.
If I get,
yeah, go ahead.
If I get this case of Viagra Dawg next week, and this dick implant, I'm going to fuck Beyonce.
Yeah.
So I'll let her know next week.
Here we go.
I don't understand why y'all even call me on this South show, man. Because now y'all got a whole bunch of South 6 sucking ass niggas on here.
You got that wrong. Hey, Jay Black, since you say it like that, you got that wrong. Hey, hit the red button on your phone, you scared motherfucker.
We're not going to do this on the phone.
I told him if I get a ride down there, your dumbass driver did.
I don't need to do that. James Black, lock in $5,000. I'll be in Florida, nigga, for whatever you and your
nigga,
driver
I ain't paying
want
you
fucking
shit.
Do.
I'm not
yeah,
paying
okay.
you shit, nigga.
Yeah,
ain't
well,
no
get out your feelings then. Don't get
yeah,
out your feelings,
ain't
feelings
no
boy. Man, you ain't got no beef. You ain't got no beef, boy. Man.
All right.
Oh, happy day. It'll be all over in the morning.
Hey, Flop, they don't need no truck to get on your ass, Flop.
I ain't looking for you, Flop. I don't know what the fuck you're saying.
Okay. You keep bringing up the driver.
So
you know,
help
you said a tap. You asked. You said on here when I told Chick Chatty, whatever that nigga name is with the car. I told him when I get a ride. If I get a ride, I come down there.
Yeah.
I don't have a ride.
Bub came on there, Bub called him out, the man was sitting back, and said, man, Bub called him, what the hell, I don't know what went on on your show yesterday, dog, I just know they told me, yeah, well, I don't know what went on on your show yesterday, dog, I just know they told me, yeah, well, yeah, I don't know what went on on your show yesterday, dog, I just know they told me, but everybody told Bub, everybody told Bub to shut up and talk to you first, yeah. Bub kept on going on, cussing the man out of there, and they said one word, but if we do get the drive, we ain't got no problem going across Cal City, Cal, ass, right on, okay, right on, ain't nothing wrong with that now, yeah, good, all right, you good to go, you good on that game, Black, you good to go on that, that's well said, that now, ain't nothing wrong with that now.
In this old building.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah,
like, trying to put it on for the last time. He don't curse.
He don't cry with nobody. So Cal City reminds me of myself. He don't do all that cursing.
Yeah. Right. He didn't say nothing tonight to y'all, to y'all asking. He didn't say nothing tonight to you, so you said what you said, and he just come on and say what he is. You don't hear him raise his voice enough.
I just seen his car. I mean, it ain't. I mean, it's a race. It's gambling.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, what you said tonight, James, ain't nothing wrong. What you say now? Ain't nothing, you ain't saying nothing wrong. You ain't saying nothing wrong. That's what you feel about it, whatever, the Dodge or whatever. That's what you feel about it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, I understand what Black said. Black said, you know, he sort of like me in that way. He don't like to ask nobody for nothing. He said, you know, until he get his own shit. I mean, you know, he don't like that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Right. But, you know, he might be all right, man. He do have a truck problem right now, dog. He do have a truck problem. Get the kids off the phone, man. Come on now. Get the kids off the phone now. Somebody said the wrong something to the kids, you're going to get mad.
Good laughing. He go to this little place I know, dog, right across from the Louvre. Yeah, yeah. Show me a good name. Good name. Two hands up, keep them up.
Now, James Black said he don't give a... Jay Black said he don't give a damn about it. I want to see this one. That's on Jay Black. Good Lord, that's Jay Black.
Don't care nothing about
like him.
Bumping.
Got some new ties. Got some new ties.
This going to be a good one, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right on the
counter. Give me the guy with the long nose dodge.
Boom, 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 boom.
To be honest with you now, if Trigger T, though, if they had to change them ties early enough, they wouldn't have lost a race in Trigger T. And the two races they lost all the dog on time with no good.
Mm-hmm.
Them ties had been some good, boy. Them jokers might have still been down there. They might have so much money they couldn't get back up there.
Mm-hmm.
Gateway to it. They gateway to it.
Back our memory.
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
I'm telling you, Flop. You think they would have? You think who you think would have beat them, Flop?
The people that beat them.
Come on, Flop. I disagree on that, Flop. We can agree to disagree, though.
If Michael Spinks had a fuck with anybody else besides Mike Tyson, he might have won.
Yeah, if Mike Tyson had a train for Buster Douglas, he would have won.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Damn.
I'm getting a text.
What up, Flop?
I really hate asking motherfuckers for shit, man. Can you get Jay-Z number for me?
Lord have mercy.
That's up. Kansas City, Kansas, go down to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, I'm waiting on a text right now. Somebody looking for somebody. They're looking for somebody. But they don't know how to bring it up. If you give me the okay right now, I'm finna bring it up right now. You know me. I'm like old refrigerator. Ain't plugged in. I can't hold nothing.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm waiting on is somebody to tell me I can bring it up. And I'll bring it up and get it going right now.
Mm-hmm.
Go on,
bring it up,
dog.
I'm waiting on the text. I'm waiting on his text.
Not get him on the show to do the Michael Jackson.
Yeah, one of them gonna do it.
Mm-hmm.
From what I'm hearing and from what I see right now, Kansas City, a transmission broke. It's broke. It won't go in reverse.
Yeah.
I know somebody else. What about D&D? That old ugly truck trying to run Kansas City too.
Oh man, that old ugly truck with the black door on it.
Yeah.
Oh man,
give me the job. I mean, they want to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Uh oh, somebody in the shower said, "Get him the dog." Who's that? 773 kid. Yeah, that's some of your boys. 2149. Who is that?
Mr. B.
Mm-hmm.
Uh oh, Mr. B. What's up, Mr. B?
I like the dog.
Get out of the bathtub, man. Mr. B, get out of the bathtub, man.
No, that ain't here no bathtub.
Sound like
the dogs.
You know Cal City quiet, but he a stone killer.
Mm-hmm.
He's a stone killer.
Man, Jay, you got to tip your hat to James Black. You must do that. But they gonna kill just
Hey, now don't say that, man. You're gonna make him not go on a raid. Either you tip your app to him or direct him to the near sidewalk because he's crazy.
Yeah. You got to get James Black them kudos, bro. They are trying to grow a great team. Can't take that away from
them. Oh, yeah. Jay, ain't no try. James Black them grow good race. They ain't trying. They go race.
Young Money racing. Young Money. Did anybody get Cal City on? Did they lock
him in? No, Cal City on. Cal City is on. He James Black said he can't run him because he got to wait and see if he can get his truck. We can't bother him about that. He came on like a man and said that, so we can't bother him about that. Cal City just sitting right in. Somebody else called his name. When somebody else called his name.
Wait a minute, man. I'm getting sick of this James Black and this truck shit.
Man.
Get that money right. I'm going to make sure he gets
it. Somebody get it back on it. I bet you won't tell that in his face, Mr. B.
He have made it clear, little brother. He been had truck problems here. It's been clear. It's been a known fact.
I know.
He's been dealing with that stuff.
But his truck problems is over with. I'm going to get him down there. Get that money right.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Well,
get
it back on the phone then.
You know what he's going
to
say.
Oh, yeah, he said he really want to ask somebody.
He'll ask somebody.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
His truck's up there. He can borrow. That's not what he want to do.
Right.
Some people going to say it's ducking, some going to say it's not, but he been saying that before he started talking about booking and race. So
man, you know what they're going to say. If he got trucks up there, it's sort of like he should be in them because if they ain't using them, get up. Young Money racing.
Good point.
Yeah,
good point.
Saying,
well, now you got a point there.
Got a point there.
Yeah. He said he want to borrow that.
Borrow nobody's truck before a race he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I heard him say that.
That's why we respected when he came on and said that's why we respected what he said.
So you have to respect.
At least I did.
Right.
Yeah.
Respect what he said. Yeah.
Yeah, Jay-Z.
I don't understand what he means by that. You don't want him.
Jay-Z, I know she your wife, but if my case of Viagra come
hey,
in, I'm going to fuck her. I really hate to ask you, Jay-Z.
Man.
I know you married her, but who fuck her if my case of Viagra come in?
Flop got a partner. Well, I've got a partner.
That's a case of Viagra.
Lord have mercy.
Well, I've got a partner.
I heard that other little shot in there too, dog.
Uh-oh.
That motherfucker
was
asking me to leave alone.
I heard somebody say intercourse.
No. I heard that other little shot about Bub and all that shit. Key it up, and it's going to be a big problem.
Bull said he's gonna choke you up.
Yeah, you know he'll choke.
Well, we'll see. I'm taking bets. I like Flop for 5,000 to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Or as much as you can stand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna stop this bullshit.
Oh, happy day.
I like Flop for $300 in one of Chevrolet pecan pies.
Oh, man.
It'll be all over in the morning.
Hey, Chef, because you know about big money. With that big money that took my pies the last time, you know next time I see them on, hit
him
in the mouth.
That's big money. That's big money.
Yeah.
Hit him. Hit him.
Hey, dog.
Fuck it.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
Money said it's cost me like butter and pecans for a week.
Man, I don't want to hear that, man. I already, I was trying to be cool, like I wasn't mad. I was already mad by that. I was trying to play it off like I wasn't mad.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still mad with Chef Lee too. Chef didn't even tell me money happened. I didn't want to hear that money. That's why I wouldn't pay no attention with money said. What the hell I'm talking to money for? When I'm waiting on Chef Lee for my pie. Yeah. Give a damn what, but money was money. I wouldn't even pay no attention what money was talking about, man.
Nutball. Oh, happy day. Nutball. Big money.
Hey, Mr. B.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. B. Somebody
yes,
said that they compared you and Skeen together. And when they said you and Skinny, compared you and Skinny girls, they started laughing like you wasn't nothing. What that mean? What they mean? They mean you ain't nothing compared to me.
Oh, shit, I'm on mute now.
Oh, no, it wasn't nothing to me. I mean, it's just their opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I thought maybe
you were some old dried out chopped liver or some stale ass bread or something. I don't know the way Skin was laughing, the way they were laughing.
Yeah, yeah.
But
it's
some people told me that Mr. B was a bad joke up there, but the way Skin was laughing like you were some chopped liver or some shit. I don't know. Just call the way
yeah,
I heard.
He entitled to laugh and say what he wants to say, dog. You know.
Oh, okay. So that means you and Skin must got some beef. You and Skin must got some beef with each other, sir.
Oh man,
no,
he don't have
beef.
Oh,
no,
because he fell out the chair laughing. And he said compare you and him is just like compare me and Trick or Leak as racist. And I know Trick or Leak can't compare to me to racist, so.
Good God, oh my.
I heard that.
No, man,
listen. These radio shows are just like the Army, and I'm sure you're familiar with the Army. Be all you can be.
Yep. Well, I'm very familiar with the Army. And I'm familiar with these shows, too, but the way he was laughing, boy, the word I ain't got, you know, that Mr. B was a pretty tough joker,
yeah.
But the way he was laughing compared to him,
he can laugh and do how he want to do
right.
He's definitely a rival of mine, but he's my friend, you know what I'm saying?
I got you.
Somebody give me that one in. I don't want to laugh at your friend like he was laughing.
Like,
laughing. I mean,
like
he's
like
a
pants out. Laughing.
I know what you're saying.
He's
laughing like they were tickling his ass with a feather.
Oh, man.
Yeah, big feather. They stuck it all up his ass. He was so tickling. He stuck it up his ass.
Yeah. Good.
That's just like saying Brother D. Carr running the fold. That's like saying Brother D. Carr running the fold.
Oh, man.
Where you at, Brother D? Where you at, Brother D?
I just got back, dog. I don't know. I just got back.
They made a joke, man. They come up that viewers are running the fold, man. They come up they're going to run in the fold. But they sent me a text and corrected me. They said they were talking about folding the 60 foot. They corrected it.
I can guarantee the second digit will be a four something. It's gonna go into four. I can't say what the first digit will be, but the second digit will be four something.
They said the 60 foot will be. They corrected. Huh?
Yeah, D, don't start talking about digits. That was the problem with the gamble last night. Three-digit number versus
yeah.
four-digit.
Yeah.
It's like the lottery.
Bro, screw this here.
Tell me about that, man.
Elaborate. You know me. If I had sent me the right one, I was gonna make him go out to some more numbers. But Bob said he bet me he had a ticket with a 003. Now, at first, he couldn't get the ticket because the ticket was in the car, and he couldn't get to the car. But somebody sent him one with a 003 on it, but they sent him with a 003 with a 4 on it, and he sent that to me and lost the bet.
With his dumb ass.
Yeah, he's real dumb. Real dumb. But I can't fault him for that because his mentor is Tim House, so I can't fault him.
Yeah.
I gotta call the way I see it, y'all. I can only call the way I see it. Hey man, whoever said mudbone, if I find out who it is, man, I'm gonna bought him from this show and every other show I hear him. Come on, some damn mudbone. Mudbone bought like his owner. He over there trying to shoot some IV up in him. Some IV in him.
Damn.
Yeah. Now, tell, what his name is that drive the car? What his name is? Leon? Leo? You know what I'm talking about, the driver car. You know. No, you know who driver car. Leroy, yeah. Is it Leroy? No, his name ain't no damn Leroy.
Yeah, that's why you got it right.
When are you? Is Leroy?
Yeah.
That used to host the show?
Yeah.
That you saw it? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Tell him I'm going to knock his dick across the street. Yeah. Knock his dick clean across the street. Everything he put in. Everything he put in. Big Eddie said it. Big Eddie can't even got there to drive himself to the damn dialysis. How the hell he going to drive a race car?
Damn. Come on, man. Hey, no.
He the one told me. I wouldn't know unless he told me. He the one told me.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't talking about him. He the one told me. I'm going Big Eddie sent me a text every doggone night by some doggone mud bone. I see him, I'm going to knock this mud bone in. Lord have mercy. I'd rather hear about Brother Deacon than mud bone. Both of them got the same result. They ain't coming out no time this century, but you know. Brother B, my boy over there. They said Brother B got the last Holly Red pump he made. So he got it on the Holly Red.
Oh, man, not the last Holly Red.
Hey, B. What B is, man?
Oh, man. That was pretty
y'all
good.
Y'all
the last Holly Red pump he made.
Yeah, you're Holly Red. It ain't good. It ain't even good enough to push a doggone cartridge yet. You can't even fuel a cartridge yet with a Holly Red. Brother D got that on there.
I'm laughing in part because.
Brother D got that on there. He got a lock up too. Brother D told me that. I'm just going by what he told. See, I don't know this. That's Nate telling me about their car. Brother D said he got a lock up on that too. You better hope it don't lock up because if it lock up, you won't get off the starting line. Yeah,
damn.
Yeah. What are you doing? Yeah. Y'all think I'm lying. Get him on the phone. You tell you. But me. But me on the phone. You tell you. And I call, I'm trying to hear from out. I call that combination in because, I ain't know what they're talking about. I call the doggone man about that stuff. The man blocked my number at the forest store when I told him what I was trying to do. He blocked my number.
You may have to say that.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie on nobody, man. Brother D on the phone, man. I ain't gonna lie on him in his face, man. I might lie on him behind his back, but I ain't gonna lie on him in his face, man. Brother D. He might be over there trying to change the damn compressor on his damn app. I don't know. Me and Mr. are gonna get us another car.
It's a fish room.
I'm gonna have father against son. I'm gonna be the flag man. I like Mr. for 500. Anybody wanna bet? I like Mr. for 500. I'm getting a tick. Shit, Mr. told me to bet $1,000. All right, man, we done went dead on there. I ain't going to be the one on there starting all the shit. Everybody else scared to start shit. I ain't going to be the last one to start shit. I damn out of started shit of Mr. B and Skin and Brother D and Mister and flopping doggone it in Jane Black. Y'all gotta throw some more shit. I'm gonna get out of here. Y'all ain't got no shit to throw? Kid, get us out of here, kid. Everybody starting me. Get us out of here, kid.
Thank you for listening to Black Talk Radio. Goodbye.